good, you people. It is a Starship Rokon show with Anna DeBlanc. It's up for another day of broadcast insolence.
And welcome back, Ro. We had an outpouring of well wishes for you and prayers after losing your father on the text line right now. Major hugs to you, Ro. Glad you're back.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. I missed you so much. Yeah.
I missed you, man.
Just wasn't the same without you.
Really wasn't.
No, it really was. I want to just thank everybody. I've had such an amazing outpouring and reaction on social media and all that. I want to thank everybody. I haven't been able to thank everybody personally, but even people are texting me. It's like, I thank you so much. It's really right. It's been a thing. I mean, he was 93 years old. It wasn't as he and I discussed a number of times over the last number of months. None of us are getting out of this alive. But he went peacefully on Wednesday afternoon, and a lot of people are being very, very kind to, you know, about his memory and about this whole thing. So
yeah,
it's very, very nice.
You were missed, and yes, a lot of prayers.
Appreciate
heading your
that.
Way.
All right, now, but the world still kept turning, for better or for worse.
Certainly did.
And we are going to get to all of that today, everything that we can possibly get to. And we've got crazy sports things.
Mm-hmm.
We got crazy international news because the president is in international airspace. So therefore, there's crazy international news. He was just actually a dinner of some sort, right, in London.
Yeah, he's at like a state dinner.
State dinner, yeah. And they make him put on the tux with the tails. You know, he's got that,
like, the waiter outfit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks right, and it's like, and it was kind of wacky. You know, it's sort of like weird to see him in that because he likes to do things that like cover the front.
He does.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was longer, his tie or the tails?
We had a bow tie on. And
sure.
So, yeah, you had the long tails on.
I hate a bow tie. And he did. He clawed the queen.
Some say it looked like a fist bump, although you're right. I think it was sort of a half claw, half sort of knuckle.
Right.
Greeting that was awkward.
He did like sock
from all
puppet
angles.
Eat her hand? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. That's it. The sock puppet.
But without a puppet?
Yes. That's exactly what he did. He sock puppeted her. Which means something totally different to him before. Whoa, totally different. St. Petersburg. I remember it. 2014.
Uh-huh.
And he met with Prince Charles and Camilla,
mm-hmm.
right? So that
lovely
was,
to
that,
meet them.
That was very nice.
Saw them
creep them. She was
came
there.
Off the helicopter.
Mm-hmm. And but there was some awkwardness, we are told, when Prince Harry was part of the was at this event
mm-hmm.
earlier today. And, you know, the president took a shot at Meghan Markle after something she said in 2016 when he was running for president.
Right. Before she had this sort of public office, she was an actress at that time, but now she's a royal, which is mm-hmm. very different.
Mm-hmm.
She took some shots at him, called him a misogynist and divisive, and there's no way she would vote for him, and he shouldn't be president. And he was reminded of that today by a reporter, someone who interviewed him from the Sun British newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I didn't realize she was that nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was right after the P-tape came out, as you'll recall. And so I don't think it was a narrowly held belief at the time. So I just, got to look at that.
That's
and you
how
go,
it was, you know.
And it is what it is. And is that nasty? I mean, the whole world thought that. Remember, the only time he's ever apologized for anything was for that.
But she did not show up. Harry met for lunch today, joined the Trumps at lunch, and Meghan still on maternity leave. She's 50 miles away, and she's staying there. She's not coming here.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good plan. You go see him. I didn't see Wills, though. Wills and Kate. Are they?
Yeah, they're part of the state dinner tonight.
Are they?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd go to South Africa immediately if I were them.
to South Africa.
Hey, we have that thing. Don't we have that thing? They can even have a thing, too. Things can be had by the royals. Yeah.
They have a
if
lot
I were
of
the
things.
Queen, I'd have had a thing. You know, Prince Philip is standing there thinking, I could be taking my last breath. Why am I here?
I haven't seen Philip, by the way.
I thought he was there.
I think he's excused now from all royal duties because he's retired.
After his car accident.
Oh, you know who it was? Oh, my God. It was worse. That was Charles.
Yeah.
That I thought was Philip.
Charles. Charles was there, very prominently featured with Camilla. No sign of Philip that I could see. And he's not... He's at the state dinner. Do you have a sound effect for Philip?
No.
The car crash? I mean, that shouldn't be driving anymore, I don't think, old Philip.
I should have that.
That
I
kind
know
of
what,
thing needs to be
there.
Figured out, but... Yes. But it's all going to go well, I'm
yes.
sure.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be. What could possibly go wrong? All right, we're going to check with Ben Bradley in the WGN-TV newsroom coming up right after we first check with Kim. What's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Rose, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson reacting to a violent weekend in Chicago.
Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
Ben Bradley joins us from the WGN-TV newsroom. Benjamin.
Hi, Ben.
Mr. Khan, Ms. DeVlantis.
Yes.
And you get a casino, and you get a casino, and you get a casino.
Oprah would be very proud of our lawmakers. Six new casinos.
Six new casinos, plus you can gamble at truck stops and at racetracks and
Mr. Richard
airports.
Roper is going to be here, who knows a little something or other about gambling.
He does.
Is going to be here at 5:40 today to explain exactly where you can, all the different places you're going to be able to gamble.
It would be easier to explain where you won't be able to gamble in the state of Illinois.
You know, now, isn't it funny? Because maybe I'm True. Nuts. I mean, it goes without saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But perhaps I was misinformed about this.
Yeah.
That this is, I thought they wanted to go the other way on this, didn't they?
No, I think that
they were trying to tighten it.
They've been pushing for decades. Terry Link and others were pushing for decades to get casinos. And, you know, I think when the state's in as bad a fiscal shape as they are, more and more people get on board with it. Lori Lightfoot, it sounds like, you know, she does support a casino, but it sounds like there have been questions about whether or not it's going too far for even her. Politico Illinois had the comparison that the bill authorizes 4,000 gambling positions for a Chicago casino,
right,
which is even more gambling positions that exist at the Bellagio in Las Vegas.
Yeah, how about that?
How you doing?
But then you wonder, are they all going to cannibalize each other? Or are we going to somehow have 10 times, 10x, 20x the desire for people
well,
to gamble?
That's a great question. And we did a story a couple of months ago reporting that for the first time, revenue from video gaming machines was outpacing revenue from casinos in the state of Illinois. So this is a business that's already been cannibalized. And now you're going to add even more casinos, including one in Chicago. I mean, so think about it. You know, there's been a casino for a couple of decades up in Elgin. And then when the Rivers Casino opened in Des Plaines, Elgin revenue went down.
Right.
You got a couple in Aurora. Now you're going to add one in Rockford. You're going to add one in Waukegan in the northern suburbs. You're going to add one in an as-yet-to-be-determined southern suburb, that one with the goal of cannibalizing the casinos in northwest Indiana.
Hey, Ben, what are we doing with your family house from your childhood? That'd be nice. Did you grow up in
nice.
Flossmoor and then know where you're from?
Exactly. I don't think it's big enough.
Yeah. No, we'll take the whole neighborhood.
Oh, it's a one-story ranch? No. We're going to need some more. We need some more room than that to operate.
Because nice. The other piece of it is, where does it go? So I heard Michael Reese Hospital. I heard McCormick Place, Old Main Post Office, the 78, that neighborhood that runs roughly from in the South Loop along the river over into Chinatown.
Well, wherever it's going to go, it's got to be a big location,
yes.
how we've learned. But it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, it makes most sense put it at McCormick Place, then it's, you know, attracting all those tourists and conventioneers.
Sure.
But a lot of the people who put on conventions across the country and in Chicago don't want a casino right next to convention space because then that hurts their attendance out on the floor.
Right. Attracting people to gambling.
Yes.
Right. So you need a bus to take them. That's why.
Where'd Johnny go?
That's right. That's why actually the Horseshoe was always a good, you know, the buses would line up and take, because the Horseshoe was like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
If you get on the Skyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Avoid the bullets and get on the Skyway. You're good to go.
Indiana's making some moves, though, too, Ro, because they just greenlighted about a month or so ago the movement of one of their casinos from Buffington Harbor to right along the Borman. So they're trying to get right up against the
see what they're doing.
Well,
remember Trump had one down there.
I think it was one of those licenses.
Yeah,
it was
that
the
didn't
old Trump
go so good.
Casino,
as we like to say down there. So it's still to be determined in terms of where this casino is going to go. Or as Willie Wilson, remember him, used to say casino.
Casino?
The one thing we do know is that Ed Burke probably won't be representing the new casino operator in Chicago.
Oh, really? Have you heard something, Ben?
Why would you say that?
Oh, my goodness.
He has a new lawyer today, I guess. They've named
Mike Monaco get named?
Nope.
Oh,
who's the new lawyer? I missed that.
His lawyer is Mr. Duffy, Joseph Duffy, same Joe who represented Mr. Tony Rezko in his corruption trial.
How'd that work out for Tony Rezko?
It depends on who you ask, but he didn't end up out of jail.
I always like it when, when we used to cover cases down at the federal building, and so the defendant's supporters would go, no. He's got the best attorney. And then they'd name some wonderfully regarded attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you don't get too many wins out of the Dirksen Federal Building. I looked it up one time, and I think the Fed's batting average is like 94-95%.
Right.
Did Rezko go to trial? I thought Rezko, didn't he plead out?
Did he plead out? I know he did time in prison. I can't remember how it came about.
I think Mr. Duffy is kind of known as a negotiating guy.
Oh, interesting.
So...
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Oh, right. That would be interesting.
Yeah, because you do kind of send a signal by the type of attorney you retain.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely
true. Some of them are better at negotiating deals. But let's hope that, unlike in the case of Jussie Smollett, if there is some sort of deal, you're required to admit wrongdoing. did we forget that?
Oh, don't even get me started. Do not even get me started on that. Come on, Ben.
You had to mention that, Ben.
Your Honor, you did do some good work down at Rainbow Push in the bookstore.
Yeah. Right. It's over. We did it.
Right. We put the pricing labels on some, at least one stack of books. It was very good. Alphabetized a section. It was very nice. Oh, man. All right. Well, let's get back to the happiness. Let's get back to the casinos. Mm-hmm. What about the sports betting? What about that? When are we getting that?
Well, I think, and I'm not fully read up on that, but it sounds like the two big operators across the country, FanDuel and the other one, are finding themselves placed in what's kind of been colloquially termed the penalty box,
mm-hmm.
because they continued to operate even after the state attorney general's office told them or encouraged them to stop. So you're going to see some new operators.
Ben, that's why I bet Chicago is your way to go right there. That's right. That's right, Ben.
Where's the bell? We don't have that today.
Hold on. I can't reach the bell right now. Hold on. Oh God!
Careful!
I think I said on the bell. Oh God!
Oh gee.
Okay.
That's out of commission.
I'm feeling better. That is going to be an opportunity, though. I think the crazy thing about the sports betting is that everybody's been doing it forever and ever and ever. And it's all the rage in Europe, the micro betting now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we'll see.
The other thing I wondered is, does sports betting and all the other million and one venues we're going to have to bet in other ways, does that cannibalize then the Illinois Lottery? Which for a long time, had the monopoly on what I know they hate calling, but betting. I mean, that's what it is, right? You're playing a game of chance.
And an extreme chance,
You're supporting children in education,
yes,
Ben. That's what they always told
the children.
Yeah. That was the initial sell until we found out that wasn't really true.
Sally Struthers.
Don't worry. What you win on Sunday's game, put your kids through college for their life.
Your Betty Lauren Maltese voice?
No. That's our friend Nick.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
He helps us.
As opposed to Vic. Vic's a real guy.
Mm.
Wait, Kevin, help me out. Is Vic the real guy? Vic's the real guy.
Nick's his cousin.
Yeah. Distant cousin.
He works through these gambling matters.
They had a falling out.
Yeah. Nick still works out of a Coupe de Ville at 22nd and Wentworth.
You know who I miss? You remember Clyde from years ago?
Yeah. Yes. Who doesn't?
I miss Clyde.
Yes. All right.
If you're listening, Clyde, I miss you. Call Roe. Here's his personal cell phone number.
Yeah. You can call Ben directly. Call Ben directly. All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll see you at the 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10 WGN-TV newsroom. There he is, Ben Bradley. Right now, we tell you that Kim Gordon's news coming your way in 2 minutes.
Mr. President, as we look to the future, I'm confident that our common values and shared interests will continue to unite us. Tonight, we celebrate an alliance that has helped to ensure the safety and prosperity of both our peoples for decades, and which I believe will endure for many years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you all to rise and drink a toast to President and Mrs. Trump, to the continued friendship between our two nations, and to the health, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States.
Lovely. Yes. Yes, very nice. What was that handshake she gave?
I don't know why he sock puppeted me.
That's what we determined it was, a sock puppet kind of greeting.
I don't know why he did that, but he did. And I was very uncomfortable because he held onto my hand for too long.
He tends to do that on these official visits.
I just went.
Remember Bridget Macron?
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Like, get out of here. Let go.
I got to say, you were quite a number in your day.
He did the full once over.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Right, exactly. Where he comes in and goes, pretty good to see you, Queenie. Oh, good. How hot's my wife, huh? Take a look at that. Oh, man. And you know what? Melania does look amazing, but Melania always looks as though she's in a runway show, right? Like, there was actually, while she was standing at the dinner,
uh-huh,
there was a costume change. You know, they put her behind a costume, behind a curtain, and she came out and was in something else. You're like, what is she doing? It's crazy.
Several costume changes in one day. I mean, it's, you know. There, she was in the military kind of Burberry blouse when she arrived, and then she wore the white suit with the white hat, and now she's in the full dress, the gown. The state dinner.
But she's got some on her head. I can't quite figure out what it is.
Well, they all wear hats in England, you know.
Yeah, she's got. But hats. It looks like.
Is it a fascinator? Like a half hat.
Yeah,
he hates those.
I hate those. Yeah, but it looks like a bellman's hat. You know, from like. You know, like those old movies on TCM, and there's like some guy showing up with a telegram. He's got like a little round hat on his head. I don't know. I know that the ladies, like in England, it's like a totally different deal, and I get it. And she's, you know, cosmopolitan, international. All right, fine. I get it. I'm like, what am I supposed to do about it? I'm just sitting here watching this, and I'm like, I just watch him in the tails. This is not his look.
I just hope The Crown on Netflix goes maybe like 8 episodes so that we can see what really went on behind the scenes in this.
Totally.
It'd be so great to watch.
You know, the British are just acting like there's nothing to see here. That's the funny thing. They have to have this, right? Theresa May has stepped aside. So now this Boris Johnson guy who's got a 10-year-old haircut. Like the haircut of a 10-year-old boy is, you know, he's like the leading guy to be the prime minister. And he's like a firebrand like Trump is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're
a populist, just like the president.
Right. And he's and the presidency are pushing for him. And now the British people are like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Actually, what are you doing?
He looks exactly like you would think the British version of Trump looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? It's about the hair.
Just kind of a ruddier complexion, like a ruddy complexion.
Yeah, it looks like he's totally hypertensive, right? And just kind of in a moment of like, you know, a populist rage. Always in a moment of populist rage.
Why does he keep like leaning over and looking at her notes? Like he wants to read them before she says them.
Oh, you're talking with the president when the queen was speaking?
Yeah.
I like to follow along.
I'm watching this video right now.
I'm actually looking to see if there's anything nasty in there about me. Because then I'm going to say something nasty about her because I am always loaded for bear.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he just wants to punch back. Imagine if she said something to, you know.
Oh, and I think he's a bit of a putz. Ow!
That wouldn't go over well.
No, I don't think so.
But Harry did show up just for the luncheon. He's not there at the state dinner tonight.
Right.
So
he had to get back to Meghan and the baby.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Get in the Range Rover and, you know, drive back up there. I got to go. I got time.
I got a thing. Got to go.
Right. My grandpa's going to drive me in the Range Rover.
Well, not the grandpa. Many were wondering in Britain if grandpa was going to... Many were wondering in Britain if grandpa was going to pick up the Trumps because...
That'd be a good idea, right?
Send Prince Philip. He could do it.
All right.
What could go wrong?
No,
I don't know. It's all.
I don't. Well,
fine.
This is the thing. Is so he's waded into British politics, and that's gotten everybody a little bit nuts there. But as it was pointed out by some journalists on some cable news channel earlier today, that. The people who love Trump love Boris Johnson. It's the same. It's a mindset. I mean, that's really what's happening all over the world, is that you're finding that that there is really very little cultural divide between people who dig populism and simple, quick, determinate answers and then more nuanced people. It's just really how people are wired, how they, you know, what they like. And sometimes it you know, comes along with age, too. As, you know, things get too, it's too complicated. I've seen enough complication. Forget about it. Let's go simple. Right? So that's where these guys are finding their power. The problem is that nobody's really stepped on their tie yet here.
Well, they're wearing short ties. They've got the bow ties tonight, so.
But, you know, sometimes the populism doesn't go quite as well, or it turns on you, and it's so new now as a, because, you know, Putin's doing a great job selling this stuff all over the world. He's, you know, you think in the United States that he was just focusing on us, right? You think Duterte wasn't a piece of this? Do you think that you know, the rise of populism, especially in Southeast, all the bordering countries of Russia, they want that because they want people who are going to be, you know, with him and think the same way he does? If you don't agree with him, there's only one answer for you. That's it. Thank you and good night.
Would it surprise you to know that at the state dinner tonight, Tiffany Trump is making an appearance, along with Eric, Donald Jr., Jared, Kellyanne Conway, Ivanka, we know, is there, John Bolton, that he deserves to be there, of course. But then you've got the Mnuchin, your favorite, with his wife, Louise Linton.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a demand. You know that Louise Linton was like, we are going to that royal thing in England.
Because I have to Instagram it.
We are going, and you're going to get invited. And then he's got to sit there and like,
Mr. President, listen, is there any room on Air Force One, maybe, or somewhere? Could we, you know, get a... I'll do whatever you want to the Fed. Oh, man. I'll put you... All right, okay. In exchange, I'm going to take Harriet Tubman off the $20 bill. I know you don't want black people on the currency, so this will be good.
Push it off to 2028.
All right, that's what I need. All right, I'll take you to England and you and your fancy wife. She can't dress better than Melania, but you got to take the black broad off the 20.
Black broad. Oh, gee. If only it were impossible that ever happened.
I don't know.
That's surprising.
See, that's the thing. That exact sentence could have actually occurred.
There would be nothing surprising if that actually occurred.
I know it was a dramatic recreation, but still, it could have happened.
I wouldn't rule it out at this stage.
Oh, my God.
I really would.
I know. I know. Well, it's good. But, you know, it's kind of fun. Now, they're going to go. France is next, right? They're going England.
Yeah, there are 3 days here for D-Day. There's a D-Day ceremony on Wednesday. And
is there one in France on Wednesday, too?
That makes a lot of sense, so that sounds right.
On Thursday, I mean? Because they left on Wednesday, and they got there on Thursday is how that worked, sort of. It landed June 6th.
Yes, you're right.
She'll live in
he has to go to Ireland first to check in on his property. Then he's going to France. You left out one of the stops.
Right? Oh, no. He's doing that? He's going to miss D-Day in France?
He's right there. Why not check in on the golf course?
Right. We've got that. We got the
D-Day can wait.
Trump International Irish Links. Best golf course in all of Europe. Oh, my God. So D-Day, but there's really only one way. Can he do that on the way back out?
Mm-mm. No, it's not. It's not Wednesday. He does the D-Day event with the Queen and Charles and the royal family.
And where do they do? Like in Portsmouth or so? Where do they go?
Yeah, in Portsmouth. It's exactly right. Yeah. Southern England with the veterans. They're honoring veterans. There's going to be a flyover.
Okay.
They're going to display modern and period aircraft. Heads of state and government representatives from several countries involved will be there. Then the Queen bids farewell to the President Melania.
Goodbye.
Then he heads off to the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar. I'm going to say that wrong, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it for right now.
Yeah, Varadkar.
Did we know that his name is Varadkar?
Who knows? Just when it's an Irish accent, just mumble it. You're good to go. and then of course we're gonna play some golf. And I'm gonna be photographed a lot at the Trump International Resort in Concarry. Conderby, Concarrykinshire.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Then he goes on to Thursday for the French D-Day ceremonies.
Oh, so he won't make it to Thursday. All right.
He'll make it there.
All right.
He's got to just stop
just
in between.
One night in his own joint.
Yeah.
Right. And then he makes all the money for all the staff. By the way, you and Louise, that idiot, can join me there as long as you're paying for the hotel room. Mnuchin.
Can he fly on the private jet and go wherever he wants? Because that's the problem he's had in the past.
Yes. Right. Government jets.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes to France, or France, as Johnny Depp would call it.
Uh-huh.
And then
I wonder if he'll see Johnny Depp while he's there. I mean, he may show up. You never know. But Thursday, it is a D-Day ceremony. So the purpose of that particular visit is to see, you know, the honor veterans and mark the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy.
Okay.
And then Trump may visit Ireland again. Friday's kind of flex right now.
Oh, good. Go back.
Emergency nine at the golf course. Go back.
I left my putter cover. We have to go back. Oh, no.
Little known fact, a texter says D stands for Donald on D-Day.
Right. That's probably is true.
Written into the speech.
Thank you. This on Donald Day. Well, and then he comes back here, right? Well, then he probably goes to New Jersey to play golf at another one of his resorts.
Could be. That the schedule only lists his European kind of commitments. Okay.
Man, he's been around. I mean, he was in Japan last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's...
That was quite a moment where the Japanese are sucking up to him. Like, you know, that whole time, like that Shinzo Abe, the whole time, that guy was like, oh, you say whatever you want. He's a good. No, you're whatever you want. And then they're all the businessmen are like, just get him out of the country. Just get him out of the country. Just don't do anything to get tariffs. Oh, sure. Let the Kim Jong-un shout a rocket at us. It's okay. He's okay. Can you got to go now, right? You got to go to England. It was like so, like, it was just all they were doing. It's like when you have people come over to your house, the crazy in-law that's over, and it's like right before they got there, they were like, don't make him mad. Whatever you do, don't make him. Just suck up to him. Tell him how great he is.
It's just so interesting to see him out of his element, out of America and in different countries. It just looks, just seeing him in other places just is something to behold.
Well, his eyes dart back and forth, too, like he has to go to the bathroom. He's always got that look like, I think this might be an emergency. I'm not sure.
Or a little puppy who's seeing or hearing something for the first time. He kind of cocks his head like, oh, that's what they do over here, huh?
Well, I'm sure he spent not even 1 minute studying the etiquette of meeting the queen. I mean, it doesn't even occur to him that he should do that. Well, so that's why the fist bump thing happened, right. Or the sock puppet, whatever we want to call it, the little greeting that was just like, all right. That's what happens sometimes when you don't like pay attention to those things. There's these awkward photo moments. But I don't think he cares.
The picture of him meeting the guards, the queen's guard, was just phenomenal. Because he's like, what is...
The beef eaters?
Yeah. He's like, huh, wow, interesting.
Nice hat.
Did he try to make him talk? Because you know how they're not allowed to talk, right. Famously.
Yeah, sort of smile or anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Do you see, I like the picture of him before he left with like the greased back hair.
Yeah, that was strange. He had a hairstyle we've never seen really before.
That's hat.
What's
hat.
That?
That's just hat.
Oh, okay.
Every guy knows
his son
that
styled
is.
It for him today.
It looked like Donald Jr.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right, but it's because he was wearing a hat, and they had to.
That's
and they,
not a good look.
No, it's not.
Oh man,
no.
Really, I thought it looked better.
Really, I don't know. I got a close up picture of him, and it really pulls the hair back and shows you why he's got the, like the 17 comb overs going.
Yeah, it ain't pretty. It ain't pretty.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what you're gonna do. Well, here's a little of the president from this is the big state dinner.
The bond between our nations was forever sealed in that great crusade. As we honor our shared victory and heritage, we affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
God. He does. It's like a Blues Brothers thing. By Almighty God. I don't know that, because you know it's not a word he says a lot unless "damn" is right after it. So it's like, oh, you know, that's it's just sort of a it's not easy. It's not part of the vernacular. Although he did meet with the Church of England guy today. Yeah, your vicar in chief or whatever that guy is.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah. So that was, you know, they because you go there to like. Whatever that is, and the big church near the Tower of London, and there's all
Westminster Abbey.
Yes, yeah, big deal. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Spectacular architecture and
right.
A lot of history
and
right there.
And it's, you know, it's people get very, very, the British don't get real religious about anything except soccer. And that is like, this is like a big moment. And Melania, see the funny thing is, Melania seems to know what she's doing through this whole trip. Knows that, like,
well, she holds herself in a certain way.
Yeah,
but it's appropriate.
She gets the relevance of everything that's happening. He not so much. He's not thinking about it.
He's thinking, I got to go to the bathroom. Hold it. Hold it. Think of the Queen of England. Oh, wait, there's the Queen of England. All right, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Now that marijuana will soon be legal in Illinois, medical marijuana is expanding.
Coming up, Stories of Matter from Kim Gordon in the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And that, my friends, is 2 little minutes away. Chicago Blackhawks are going to open their 2019-2020 season in the Czech Republic on Friday, October 4th against the Flyers. We want to send you to the game. Listen to Steve Cochran Show weekdays through the 6th of June at 7:40 a.m. to hear a sounder. Don't change that dial. Cochran will also give you a window of when you want to make sure you're listening again during the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis. I love that show.
Yeah,
and then
show.
You hear that sounder again. Be the specified number caller to dial in for the chance to win the Blackhawks fan package, including 4 tickets to the convention, signed replica jersey, signed hockey stick, a signed puck and photo, and you'll be qualified for the trip to Tudor Prague. How about that?
So you get the big prize package for winning today or winning the day, and then you get entered to qualify for the trip to two.
We'll award 8 qualifying packages, and the grand prize winner from all qualifiers will be announced on Friday, June 7th at 7:40 a.m. on the Steve Cochran Show. Complete details, including official rules, at WGNRadio.com/contest.
Good luck. That would be an amazing trip to go on.
All right. All right. So does that mean that something's going to happen today on this show? Does that mean that there's going to be a...
That means, yes, someone will qualify today on this show, and they'll get that prize pack that you just read.
Between now and 7.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
That's all very clear now.
Uh-huh. Yep. So I didn't practice this. Sometimes we have rehearsal and we practice these things, and I didn't do that, so I don't really know for sure.
It's so clearly written, sort of like probably the gambling bill in the state legislature.
Coming up, Richard Roper, the degenerate gambler extraordinaire, will be here to talk about he's gone through the gambling bill.
Oh my gosh, did he read it?
He read it, and he's gone through to figure out the loopholes. So we're going to see what kind of loopholes we can get.
He's going to make money off it.
Mike Flannery from Fox 32. What do you think of this gambling bill? It's interesting because it's, you know, there was a lot of talk that people weren't going to get anything. Oh, this is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. This is not going to happen. And basically, it seems like everybody got everything they wanted.
Yeah, you get a casino, you get a casino, and you get a casino. So we're sports betting. Look, here's what's going to happen. There are already complaints. Tom Swake, who represents the 10 existing casinos, the lobbyist down in Springfield, he complained for years that the market was already super saturated. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's got a point.
He's not wrong.
I don't think so.
The casino lottery gambler, the non-destination casino gambler is a much smaller number. Domestically, if you want to look at Illinois as a domestic product.
There was that University of Illinois study that found only 3-4% of the state's residents wager 80% plus of the handle.
Yeah, that's for sure. maybe 120% by the time it's all said and done.
96 or 97% of us are not going to the boats or to the land-based. But we're going to have a ton of them. There's going to be slots at O'Hare and Midway. The mayor says it's not going to look like the McCarran at Vegas or like the Reno airport. It's not, they're not going to be there in the restrooms, but they're going to be.
Never touch those, by the way. Definitely do not pull the handle in the restroom.
Have you done the swabs already on that?
Yeah.
Figured it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I just hit the spin button with my elbow. Mm-hmm. That's how I do that.
That's a good way to go.
Now that's addiction.
All right. The sports betting, I got to get back to this because I'm just going to ask you this. Then we're going to talk about the rest of the stuff, and then Rich will be here in an hour and he'll explain. But the sports betting has got a little bit of a delay in it, though, right?
Correct. So the DraftKings, FanDuel, those big monsters of online betting, where, let's face it, lots of Illinoisans have already been gambling via those apps,
no question.
Right?
No question.
I don't know how Eddie Johnson hasn't just swooped in and arrested every one of them. I mean, he may be busy with other things, but no, they're not going to be allowed to run their sportsbook app online for 18 months. So for the first 18 months that sports gambling is legal in Illinois, and by the way, you can't bet on Illinois college teams.
What? Oh, the USC Flames? I can't bet on them. So,
Horizon League Hoops? Damn it.
So Nick's still in business?
Fear
is that what you're
bird.
Saying?
Fear the bird!
So the Bears, the White Sox, the Cubs,
yeah.
That's all fair game.
Yeah.
And by the way, those teams in Vegas, there are bookies in Vegas who have mountain resorts overlooking Tahoe that, strictly as a result of Chicago sports fans.
Yes.
Betting on the Cubs.
Betting on the Cubs, the Bears, and the Sox over the
right.
years.
Right, we're yeah. very hopeful.
I do have a question on the sports, on the online
game. Yes, Kevin Powell.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sports editor of the Rocantro with Anna DeVos.
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Okay, DraftKings and what was the other one?
FanDuel.
FanDuel. They have this 18-month period they have to. But what about...
So they can partner with a physical casino, so a brick-and-mortar casino.
And if they do that, does that 18-month period go away and they can start?
No, you can do it. You could bet with them if they create a legal partnership with a brick-and-mortar casino. You could do it in there, but I think there's something
to do.
You
have to go to the casino to do it, though.
Yes, you have to go
to
the casino.
You can't do it on your phone.
You have to register at the casino.
You can do. I believe you can do it on your phone inside a casino.
Gotcha.
What the?
Oh, my gosh. That's just a lot to
They're not
track
able.
I'm still going to Chinatown.
So is it legal there?
They're not able, as I understand it.
Not illegal.
What's going on?
So they have to start a separate database. Because the power of those big online apps is they have this huge database of those who've been working with them, who've been betting with them. So they, as I understand it, they have to start a new database inside this 18 months.
Okay.
So as Mayor Lightfoot tries to crack down on public employees and people who are supposed to be first and foremost about public service from profiting on the side, is this casino bill likely to help lawmakers and their friends and family profit? Are we going to be surprised when they own all the land around the new casino or they have some kind of investments? Are they banned from doing that? Are they able to
Well, in Illinois, we never say never when asked about that kind of thing. But there, thanks to State Senator Patricia Van Pelt, from the West Side, who
right.
was running these...
PVP, as we call her.
She was running these seminars and partnering with
Get
others.
Get Rich Quick seminars.
Get Rich Quick. Here's how to invest. Well, I'll guide you on how to do it in Illinois. Members of the legislature, members of the regulatory bodies are not supposed to be involved in this. I think for a year, year and a half, or even more from the time they leave the General Assembly. So, nonetheless... That hasn't stopped putting it in the law, you know, saying thou shalt not commit adultery. I think Moses learned that just writing it down doesn't necessarily
end it. Not enough sometimes.
Yeah,
it's not enough.
Well, he only lived another 150 years to find that out or whatever it was. I think my largest concern
okay.
is how complicated is this going to be for me to get my pot, even though I don't want it, mm-hmm. just in case I decide I want to go total CBD on this thing? I might. It could happen.
I would imagine that's possible.
I can't sleep anymore, so it could happen. So I could go CBD, and I got to, you know, football season's right around the corner. You know, only through legal channels, and I make a gentleman's wager on football on any given Saturday or Sunday.
Does the gambling start right away? Because I know the pot is January 1st, the recreational marijuana.
I think they have to set up some administrative structures. I think that's...
Better be here by opening day!
Well, I'll tell you this. Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, Mayor Lightfoot, and everybody in between, they want this stuff to get up and running. Because I think the last time I checked, the state needed some money.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be good. But the money is not what we think it is it?
No. In the first year, only less than $60 million bucks in the first year.
For
now, that's for the gambling.
Yeah.
Now, in 4 or 5 years, by the time all this rolls out and mm-hmm. they've collected all these startup fees mm-hmm. and all the apps are supposedly paying the fees they're supposed to pay, half a billion a year. So that could be real money, but that's several years down the road.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll take that. And then the pot, how much is that going to
be? The pot, I've heard, again, in the first year, you know, not that much money.
And what are we getting for the pot? What do we have to do for the pot?
So in the first.
You sound very desperate when you ask that.
I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for Kevin. What do we do about the pot?
As of January 1st, what are now the medical dispensaries? Yes. They're going to become full retailers.
Oh, well, shopping
fancy
spree.
That.
Oh, THC in the West Loop. Those are my boys. All right, yeah. And so what happens there?
January 1st. Regular, as I understand it, regular
So I could just
hours.
Walk in there and CBD myself into a opiated vapor.
Well, so we saw how this worked in Canada.
CBD doesn't get
our neighbors, our neighbors to the north, they did this last October.
Yeah.
And in downtown Montreal, there was a line 5 or 6 blocks long outside the big... The largest medical dispensary in Quebec.
Got it.
They sold out. They sold out on the first.
I got a guy. I'm going to cut the line. All right. So that's going to be. So then. So you can buy anything that they've got in there, without a license.
As I understand it, yeah.
With an
over 21. Over 21. And they will. As I understand it, they're going to. The requirement is they're going to. Take a picture of your ID. You have to ID yourself.
Okay.
And if you're an Illinoisan, you can possess up to 30 grams. If you're...
I don't know what that means. I never know what that means.
They say it's about as much as you put like in your hand. You cup your hand and it fills your hand. And
one hand or two hands? One hand.
That's
one
a
hand.
Lot.
And if you don't have an Illinois
have small
ID,
hands.
If you don't have an Illinois ID, only 15 grams.
Only 15...
So you can't grow it at home. They got rid of that part of it, and
unless
you can't go.
You're a medical patient.
Medical, and then you can't go and
medical patients
walk
can
out
grow.
In front of a school and start smoking it,
correct.
Or out in a park or something.
Correct.
It's going to be public places. No.
Medical patients can grow up to five plants, up to 5 inches high.
Okay.
Wait, how high is 5 inches? I never get that. Oh, I know. That's like this big, right? It's like
holding your hands really far apart, like 2 feet
inches?
Apart.
Like, no, that's not.
No,
it.
That's right. Like a sunflower.
Oh, I get it. That's exactly what my nickname was in the showers in high school. All right, so is there a sense that we're going to be better off for all of this, Mike Flannery?
Are we worried, Mike Flannery?
Well, you know, a lot of people say yes. Look, this won overwhelmingly in that advisory referendum last year. It was approved overwhelmingly by the General Assembly, for that matter. There were many votes to spare in both the House.
Just imagine what the lobbyists were doing for that.
And,
oh, my God.
You know, and so... So this money is also, you know, this is the money is supposed to go to communities that have been harmed by the war on drugs. So black and brown communities. There is a whole thing in here for expunging the records of those who were convicted of possessing 30 grams or less.
Yeah.
So if you were convicted for possessing what's now going to be legal, an amount that's now legal, your record will be expunged.
You know, there's also some thought here, too, to drag this a little serious. There's some thought that this is going to create less shooting in the neighborhoods because people won't be killing each other over drug turf. I happen to think that that's super optimistic.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of people are going for stuff more than pot.
That's right.
You know, when they're headed to K-Town off the Eisenhower there, where they just put all those cameras in. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are
right,
driving in from Hinsdale to get marijuana.
Right. You get the marijuana stuff. From the guy in the mailroom in your office. That's where you get the marijuana. That is the traditional place to get the marijuana.
So, again, in all seriousness, you could probably, most high school juniors or seniors could probably tell you where to get marijuana. That's the sad reality. And
true.
So we're,
always has
so
been.
We're recognizing that reality. 800,000 Illinoisans already use marijuana on a regular basis. Now, the critics complain that that number is going to go up when it's legal. And that's absolutely true. There are going to be more people experimenting with it. I know people who've never used it who tell me, all right.
Now they will.
January 1st, you know, I'm all right. I'll try it. What the heck? What's all the...
Pat Brady, is that what he said to you?
Not to name any names, but I'm sure it was Pat Brady.
I mean, Pat Brady. I think that's he's going, you know what? I've never done it before, but you know what? I am going to try it now.
The golf course gets much more fun.
Republicans on pot is going to be my new thing. I like
that's
the
a
idea
documentary.
That,
yes,
there's going to be something.
I think it's the name of the new review up at Second City.
Yeah. Hey, there's new taxes,
gas
too, right?
Gas taxes people are upset about.
Yes, we're doubling the gas tax. We're from 19 cents a gallon to 38 cents a gallon.
Oh, that's
now,
good news.
You know, those who are in favor of it say, well, we haven't done that since 1990, and it's going to be indexed for inflation, and it's part of what's going to be used to fund a $40 billion-plus construction program. You know, I'm looking down here at Lakeshore Drive,
not looking at the same thing you are. Go ahead. Just
explain
what it is.
Well, just past your window, past where you're sitting, is where that big chunk of Lakeshore Drive fell off a few months ago.
Right. That was scary.
Yeah. And, you know.
The bridge.
Yeah. In fact, when you look there, there's even some more rust. Look at that. It's a little rusty over there. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
wait, don't turn right. No. Nope.
Oh. Hey!
Luckily, the dive team is right next door to us.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah,
the
that's
fire
good.
Department.
You know, and then there's that stretch of I-80, the bridge over the...
Yeah, that everybody says is the worst bridge in America, right?
Yeah. I mean, so we're spending $5 million on emergency repairs, but if we were to fix the bridge and if we were to fix the roadway on either end of that bridge, that would take $1.5 billion. Without this construction program, IDOT has $1.3 billion for the whole state.
Okay. All right, we're good.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're
I'm
fine.
Not sure we're good.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. I think the pushback on all of this, Mike Flannery, is that they didn't really solve any problems. The unsustainable pieces of our government and the way it's funded and the way the budgets are drawn and the way we don't always make them balanced, that piece of it, we didn't really dig into what we're spending, that piece of it.
Yeah, and so the city's casino, the 4,000... the 4,000 position casino, the revenue, about 35% of the revenue that the city's going to get, that's supposed to go to the police and fire pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'll be an offset.
They're horribly underfunded.
All right, wait. We got to go. But where is that casino going to be, do you think? Willie would call it.
The mayor won't say. My guess is somewhere near downtown because she clearly wants to maximize revenue. The police and fire pension funds want to maximize revenue. Rahm wanted to put it down by 103rd and Doty there by the Harborside Golf Course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played there.
You know, she says no. So
they're building a lot of stuff down there. There's a lot of federal land. They're doing a beautiful sports complex. They're doing all kinds of things. But I just don't think you're going to get the most. What you want is you want tourists coming in who are here for casinos or whatever else, or conventions, to come in, spend their money, leave it here, and get out of town and not use the services. And that's, you're not going to do that down, you know, by Harborside,
mm-hmm.
with all due respect.
Somewhere near downtown.
And I have to say, with all due respect, because the Port Authority of Chicago owns that, and you don't want to make them mad.
No, you don't.
Thank you, Mike Flannery. We'll see you on the Fox 32.
Thanks,
starting
Mike.
At, I don't know, what time are you going to put?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5, 6.
Oh,
actually, going to be dealing with casinos, and we're going to be dealing with where it might go.
The casino. Yeah. We'll see.
And,
I say turn
that at 9 as well. 9
the
o'clock.
Wrigley Building into a casino.
Perfect.
You know, it's got a lot of signage right on the river. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to tell you.
Don't stop telling me things. I got to go. We got to take a break.
Out the window here. Right. How about right here?
Kim Gordon, mm-hmm. What's going on in the news?
Chicago's Board of Education will be led by a familiar face.
Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. In case anybody asks you, that's a good answer to give them.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's
now
answer.
As far as you know, mm-hmm. And there is, and don't forget, you know, there's the big golf outing on Thursday.
Right.
I had totally completely forgotten about that until I was just reminded that Kevin and I are at that event.
Is
I
your
think.
BFF Joe Donlan going
he
to be there?
He is going to be there, yes.
Love that guy.
I did try to set up an opportunity to play with him.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
He said that he's already committed to a foursome.
Huh.
Well,
why would our best friend not want to play with us?
About?
So I said, who's in your foursome? And he's like, I and then he was like,
he
I
had
go.
No answer?
Right. I gotta go. So that was weird. And I thought Lauren, did you not? I thought earlier you had committed to this too.
I would love to go. No one told me about it.
Are you playing with Joe? Are you trying to steal our best friend?
We did this a couple of weeks
ago. I got to go.
Lauren and I have special plans for the trip on Thursday, but we'll announce them later. I don't know you guys could hear them just yet. You're not ready.
So you'll be out there as well, Anna. Is that what you just said?
Is that where we're going?
Did you just commit?
Listen, let me tell you something. Lynette just told me.
She's like, let me back.
Now, wait a second. This is the damnedest thing. So I'm walking through the halls. All right, now I got
to. We have some catching up to do.
We do. I mean, I've been gone for a while. So I'm here. And I forgot that we committed to the Jared Payton golf outing, yeah. Right? Which is for the Jared Payton Foundation, which is an amazing foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Does great work in education stuff. And I like to say that, like book learning in school and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's very important what it does. And we and Mr. Cochran and I for 6 months have been working on a way to do show and golf and all that stuff out there.
Right.
And now here I am 3 days before, and I'm like, I'm doing what? And I'm like, and so it is. So here we are. Now, Kevin, I know, is going. We would love to have you two out there. We'd love it if you'd be out. I have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Isn't that when everyone tees off at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I think it's a little later than that. I think it's a later shotgun than that. I don't know. You know
okay.
What?
Details to sort out.
Yeah, I would have those details, but no one has printed them out for me.
Okay.
It would be good to mention them right about now, because I think there's because Jared was on with us 2 weeks ago. I think there's still there may be a foursome still available.
Let's look here.
So,
yeah, it is an 8 a.m. shotgun start.
Why am I there for an 8 a.m. shotgun start if we're on the radio until 10?
Seems like a long day for you. You've set up there.
So who are we
about.
Playing with since our best friend Joe abandoned us?
And since we're not in the 8 o'clock shotgun, right. I don't know what the hell we're doing now. And then we're going to play, and then we're going to come back and do the show here. And then we're going to celebrate all things. I'm going to by me taking a nap. So if it's what's the website there? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's jaredpayton.org.
Jaredpayton.org.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Go to that, and it'll explain everything. And then we'll be and then it'll be funny because there'll be a cart just for me and Kevin. And they're going to, and this is Ruffled Feathers, right?
Yep, down in Lamont.
What are the odds of you guys crashing and destroying it?
We would never misbehave on the golf course.
It's never happened. Never
not
happened.
Stick to the rules on the golf course.
Yeah. And the, yeah, right, because we, along with the President of the United States, it's an esteemed sport. And it is something that we value very much. And we do not drive our golf cart up onto the green. To putt, as the president does.
Respect the game. We also don't take gimmies 20 yards off the green.
Exactly. Or steal a 10-year-old's ball so that you can win the club championship.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a whole thing. And a lot of things go on. Kevin and I don't do any of those things. And the point is that we will be out there. People can do it. Go to jaredpayton.org if you want to. I think you can still sign up for something, so go ahead and do that. And I noticed, Kev, have you noticed that the ladies have not committed
to anything?
Very,
very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Team players, no? Not feeling it? Crickets from Anna.
I love to play. I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ken's a golfer.
I used to be a golfer. I haven't played in a while, so this is not the way to just get out there.
Well,
that's
you can
the problem.
Go to the driving range.
I usually have to be here at 11 a.m. That's my problem.
Oh, we can get you out of that.
Oh, okay.
This is important for Jared Payton.
Trust me, I'd do anything for Jared.
Awesome right. guy. It raises money for in-school anti-bullying programs.
Yes. Yeah, for the education stuff. Like this right. is just what I said, Kevin.
Exactly. Project No Bull. That's what it's called.
Yeah. There you go.
It's really an awesome. We were there last year. We had a ton of fun. So I think you guys are missing out, Anna. And
did you play last year with Joe Donlan?
Yeah, we did.
The principal anchor
mm-hmm.
for WGN TV.
It was
News.
Us, Joe, and Dan Roan.
Right,
and then, I was very nervous on the first tee box, and I topped my shot, and that was when Roan's threatened to kill me. He said, if you don't straighten out your game, punk, you're out of this foursome. I'm sorry, Mr. Roan.
That was bad.
That was bad. That was really bad.
It was very embarrassing for everybody. Don't worry about it. No,
we straightened it out.
Not for Joe Donlan. Joe Donlan hits the ball
mm-hmm.
1 million miles. He's a former hockey player.
I imagine he's pretty silky.
And he's built too. He's like a middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he has this like hockey sweeping sort of hockey swing. A lot of
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, sort of, but more in control. And the ball is just. I mean, he's a great golfer. I played with him a couple of weeks ago. And I, oh, guys.
Did you forget to invite Kevin?
What?
His other BFF?
What the?
He's very, very good.
Losing all my best friends. Damn it. So. He is very good. Makes a nice turn on the ball. Yeah. He's a golfer.
Yeah, so he's going to be out there.
Nice.
There's a lot of other big celebrities that are going to be out there. Yeah. Mr. Cochran is going to be there. He's a big
former
golfer.
Former Bears, I think.
Yeah.
Former players. Yep.
So if people want to, you know, if you guys want to attend, I'm just saying.
Is Ben Bradley playing? Because I saw that they were posting stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And I said, what is Ben Joe's new best friend now? Why aren't Ro and I in this video of them having fun on the golf course and enjoying the beautiful day? Where were we on that?
Were they...
They were doing like a promo shoot for it.
They were
doing
something.
Right,
yeah.
They were putting out some social media stuff, okay. Showing them hitting the ball and having fun.
Ben does not hit the ball quite as well as Joe. We should put him in our foursome because it'll make both of us feel like literally like Tiger and Phil heading down the course. Oh man. All right. So that's just one way of saying it. If you want to take part in that, I think just go to jaredpayton.org.
Or donate to the cause.
Right.
If you can't make it out there, I'm sure you'd appreciate that.
Right. I think there's also an event afterwards that you can go to. You don't necessarily have to play golf to be at that. We'll be winding our way back downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We only were able to go, what did we get in, like 9 holes last time? Because it's, you know, kind of moves at a deliberate pace, as we like to say.
It's a packed field.
It's really, there's a lot of time for hijinking in between shots. Let's just put it that way.
Bring a cooler. Load it up.
Too many trips to the cart? Is that what was going on there?
Yeah, just, you know.
No?
Yeah, just, you know, that's the thing.
Other distractions?
So it's an 8 o'clock shotgun.
8 o'clock shotgun.
Oh, for goodness sake. All right.
Ruffled feather. Golf course.
All right.
So you're going to be on with Steve for the final 2 hours of his show, correct?
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to 9, so I'll be there at 7 now.
So you're not playing, then you're broadcasting.
No, but then I'm playing. I just don't know how I'm playing.
Are you still going to be here?
That afternoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to trek back downtown after the round.
That's what we did last year. We'll do it again.
All right.
It's a big deal.
It is. It's full day.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you guys are up for that.
We're not... But we're going to do it.
It's about
the kids. It's about the kids. It's what we're going to do.
I like
Somehow
that.
We made this bad about ourselves. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Still didn't get a commitment from the girls.
Yeah,
did you notice
very
that?
Very quiet.
No commitments. The None. Boys have committed.
Kim's got a thing. Anna's remaining
silent. I don't
want to
make a fool out of myself because I
really
haven't played
bombed.
In years.
Next year for sure.
I used to do these all the
time. Okay, Anna. I would be there. I'd be right there with you if I could be there.
See, she can't.
So you see, you're saying you can't, is what you're saying.
I'm saying I normally... I already said this. I get to work at 11 a.m.
Classic work excuse.
I already said this. I'm sure John Williams would understand because you're doing God's work.
God's work.
You're raising awareness.
Yes.
For the Jared Payton Foundation.
Yeah. And that's God's work. And I'm sure that we could work that out.
How about a TBD?
Oh, man. This, what,
tough commitment.
Like
why, is it, why is it that we can commit to something like this and they can't?
Right.
Why
because
is
I can't make these decisions.
And what's the worst case? What's going to happen? Show up a little late Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good. Hey, Jan, no problem. I'll call John. Jan, listen. You handle traffic. This you know you in that Siri thing that you do. You do that, and we'll be back with you.
Right. And he's going to be like, who is this?
Exactly right.
Bye-bye.
New phone. Who dis? All right. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon to find out what's happening in the newsroom at the top of the hour. She's also got her head down. She's working like you've never seen anybody working before. Like, oh, no, I'm very busy.
I'm out of town.
All right.
Vacation. Mm-hmm. The answer is a 27-year-old University of Chicago librarian will explain coming up.
Coming up on the program, Richard Roper will be here to explain the gambling bill.
It's over 600 pages.
And Nick will be here to lose his mind over it.
Lose his mind? I think he would be happy today. A guy like Nick with this massive gambling expansion passing in Springfield. Isn't he thrilled?
Yeah. Yes, I haven't taken a breath since I passed it. That's how thrilled I am. Because I know that the next breath will be my last.
I do want to know, because I can't get a clear, maybe Rich will have this or Vic. Look, the day we can actually bet online, because it seems to be not all that clear.
Day you can bet on sports online?
Sports gambling online.
Right. It is not clear.
That isn't clear, because they're going to put like the DraftKings and the FanDuels in the penalty box for like 18 months.
But there's other guys, though.
But there's other guys that we've...
There's Bet Chicago.
Right.
Hello.
So if Bet Chicago... That's my question.
Thank you for the plug.
Is when can Bet Chicago be full go? I guess that's my question.
That's my question.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, these were our guys. I mean, I mean, this is like, I didn't get the app for nothing. I mean, these are the guys I'm counting on getting this thing.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
I think there were some very personal questions we need to ask Richard about what's going on with Illinois gambling.
Exactly.
Six new casinos and one of the largest anywhere in the Midwest, right here in Chicago, slated to go. We don't know where exactly, but
4,000 positions.
More
right?
gaming seats than the Bellagio. 4,000 gaming seats, Bellagio 3,700.
Love it. DraftKings, obviously, not all that happy with this 18-month thing.
Yeah, well, they should have done things a little differently than they did.
Should have got a better lobbyist.
They tweeted, while it is good to see sports betting bills passed, excluding DraftKings and FanDuel is like passing a ride-sharing bill that excludes Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, because DraftKings and FanDuel didn't... They ignored...
Tax issues.
They ignored some things that the state was asking them to do.
Right.
Told them to hold off.
Yeah. So that was just, you know, so don't try to take that all. I know what goes on now where people just get up there and they want to say whatever they think. Nobody knows any better.
Right.
So they're just going to take their position. It's a social media world. That is not the case here.
We're going to call it out.
Right.
For what it is.
Exactly. For what it isn't in this particular instance.
Not. Right.
All right. Well, I couldn't be happier about any of this. Lauren, are you going to the golf outing yet?
Did you get me off the first part of work
sure.
that day?
Right, let's call John Williams right now and ask if it's okay.
I don't know. His eye is in rough shape. Because, you know, you need your eye for a phone call. But
he had eye surgery.
All I know is his retina is detached or something terrifying sounding.
So, maybe, Pete.
Don't bother him right now.
So is Pete filling in?
Pete did today.
Pete filled it today for John.
Yeah, I think that Lauren, who is the executive editor of Veracity on this show, is the just broke a HIPAA violation in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, he said it on air.
He did
talk about it earlier today.
Okay. All right.
Trying to get me
Walk
in
of Famer, John Williams.
Yes, Walk of Famer. Congratulations to him. Right? And Marlene Wells.
Marlene Wells.
Right? And yeah. Andre Darlis.
Right. Yep. Right. Well-deserving class.
And mm-hmm. I noticed my name was missing from that.
Didn't see it.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Still, I'll check it again.
It's always next year.
I'm going to look right now. Hold on. I'm looking. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Yes.
And Mr. Richard Roper stepped in the studio. He's going to do top five with us. And then he's going to explain the gambling bill because we all have, I think, Rich, it's easy to, we all have skin in this game.
Yes. And you two will be shocked and the listeners will be shocked to find out that there are certain things that only the Illinois legislature could come up with putting this thing together.
I can't wait.
It's always like you go in the back room and there's a guy having a double espresso saying, have a seat. This is going to take a while. We're going to be walking through this.
600 and some pages and just a few little pieces of lines that they hope nobody sees.
I had to go out and get a new cartridge for my printer. I started printing and I didn't realize. And I go, oh, this can't be right. And I'm like, oh, no, low on ink, out of paper.
Well, I feel as though if there's anything that this legislature could do, is screw this thing up in a way. And that's what worries me, because I really feel strongly that we should have this unhindered in the state of Illinois.
Oh, it'll be hindered. There'll be hinderings.
There's no reason to hinder. Why with all the hinder?
I think we'll be okay. It is actually, I mean, look, we know that's our whole lives we've been talking about a casino in Chicago. Yeah, they're going to put it on. They were going to put it on Navy Pier before they redid Navy Pier.
Right.
It was just the sheds there. Remember that? I mean, they talked about it.
Were they going to put a boat out there? Remember, they were going to have a boat that was going to leave.
There.
And then was it, and then
come back.
It's like all the boats. That was the biggest fraud in the history of frauds, which was this idea that, oh, it's a boat. It's like a riverboat. It goes out. It comes back. It does this. And then, like, at 1 week into riverboat gambling in Illinois, the boats all have maintenance issues. They can't go up, but we got to keep the casino open.
Yeah, you know, if there, God forbid, ever needed a reason for like the Cameron Horseshoe or, you know, things to sail away, you just jump.
It's true.
Take your chances in the water.
All right, here we go. It's, you know what it's time
we
for.
We do.
Yes, let's do this.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
There you go. Checking in at
number five.
Well, it seems no matter who the mayor is or whatever is going on in this town, who the police superintendent is, if it's warm outside, people are going to shoot each other in this city. And it, again, it happens on the same 8% of the blocks in this city.
Yeah.
52 people shot, 10 fatally over the weekend. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, along with other police officials, held a news conference to denounce the uptick.
Until we get to a point that we give these gun offenders the sense that they'll be held accountable, like it's ridiculous to me that we know that when we arrest these gun offenders, half of them, and I want you to think about this for a moment, and I welcome you all to look into this, half of them get out and are back on the street in a week or less. So because we arrest them multiple times, it shows CPD's doing what they're supposed to do.
And the thing
is, great point,
that the jail is essentially empty.
Wow.
You know, when I started in this little business of news, we were still operating under a consent decree problem where the county was paying a huge fine for overcrowding.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, there was something like 10,000 beds, you know, give or take, at county jail, and there were like 12,000 people there, and they would, you know, they were sleeping on the floor and stuff like that, and it was bad. Now you're at 5,000. You got 10,000 beds and 5,000 people in there. What are they doing?
Jeez. Right. Majority of the gun offenders today, reporters have looked into it. They received an I bond as long as they don't have substantial criminal history, pending case, aren't on parole or probation. Judge Willis did give a no bail to one defendant who had two prior gun shooting convictions. So a lot of them went free.
That is an excellent point. And I don't know about you, but I kind of think that the current state's attorney of the County of Cook would be willing to give anybody a shot. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? Oh, John Gacy, it's fine. Give him an electronic monitor.
Gosh. It also shows you just can't. Police alone are not going to solve this problem.
No, like and that's said, where if we're arresting them, they're back on the streets.
What do you do?
Don't blame us.
Here's Lori Lightfoot.
We can't have a set of circumstances where the police department arrests somebody on a Friday and they're back out on the street for serious gun offenses. I'm seeing some data that gives me concern, and I certainly will be talking to the chief judge of the entire system, chief judge of criminal courts, and the state's attorneys about what we need to be doing better as partners to make sure that violent offenders are not cycling through the system so fast that they're back on the streets before the ink is dry on their paperwork.
Yeah, it's just not right.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's a solvable issue.
Let everybody out who is in for any kind of weed offense and make more room even, and then put all the gun folks in there.
Right. Well, there's no weed left in the county jail.
Nobody?
No. There are...
Now you can get a Chamber of Commerce award pretty soon for that, right?
Right.
Exactly. Next year.
Exactly.
Well
right.
Done.
Yeah, I think the weed thing... Although there are... Now, you know, there are non-violent criminals, and there may be some left, and then those are the guys that are making pizzas in the Bruno Abate kitchen.
Oh, that's
there.
A good... Yeah. Nice program.
They got a whole thing. It's like...
Well, he's training them.
They're growing... They grow, like, basil on the roof, and then they're making
pizza.
I love fresh
basil.
It's like camp. In part, and then you got the really rough stuff on the other side.
Mm.
But we got to get around this situation. And this, you cannot let people out who've got guns, because you gotta show. New York did this, and look at the numbers in New York City versus the numbers here in Chicago.
Yeah. It's unbelievable with three times the population.
Gary McCarthy made this point: is that you get caught with a gun, you're not supposed to have. It's 2 years. That's it. People don't want that. And here it's sort of like, okay, give me the gun. All right.
You'll never get another one.
How would you possibly find one, right?
Jeez.
All right. Sad.
Checking in at
number four.
An interview for the second season premiere of Axios on HBO, White House senior advisor Jared Kushner was asked to defend his boss and father-in-law, the president, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's claims that he's a racist. Kushner's answers were, it's obviously no, he's not a racist. But then when the details came up, it got a little,
Was birtherism racist? Look, I wasn't really involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Like I said, I wasn't involved in that.
I know you weren't. Mm-hmm. Was it racist?
Look, I know who the president is, and I have not seen anything in him that is racist. So again, I was not involved in that.
Did you wish he didn't do that?
Like I said, I was not involved in that. That was a long time ago.
Was it two years ago? Was it really that long ago?
It ended. He finally, remember when Trump took credit then? After 5 years of beating the drums for birtherism, then he said, finally, thanks to me, we now know the truth, is what he said.
The other issue that often gets brought up in this conversation is that he campaigned on banning Muslims. Would you describe that as religiously bigoted?
Look, I think that the president did his campaign the way he did his campaign.
He did. And I think wish he didn't? Do you wish he didn't make that speech?
I think he's here today, and I think he's doing a lot of great things for the country, and that's what I'm proud of.
Weasel.
A lot of dodging.
Wow.
We'll be talking about dodgeball a little bit later on in the program, by the way. So it's very good that we mentioned
that. Good time for a tease.
Yeah, okay. Very nicely done. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's find out from Kim what's happening at the bottom of the hour.
The House Judiciary Committee launching a top-to-bottom antitrust investigation.
Top 5-5 continues. We have worked our way all the way to
number three.
James Holzhauer. Oh, I was going to say spoiler alert here.
But
even
really
though the thing
isn't.
Ended an hour and 50 minutes ago, or it ended an hour and 20 minutes.
It's on at 3:30 in WLS channel 7.
There we go. So if you have recorded Jeopardy, don't want to know the answer to whether or not James Holzhauer set the record today.
Also, rethink your leisure time if you're recording game shows. Just my advice.
Well, okay, Richard.
Although, the truth is I do it because then I can fast forward because I like to play along like everybody else, and then you can go past the commercials. And
you do? You play along?
Yeah, I'm really good from my couch.
Okay.
All right, so here's your answer.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801. What a game. Oh, my gosh. What a way to start the week.
To think the Chicago librarian outwagered the professional gamblers.
From Naperville.
From Naperville.
Yeah, she's a 27-year-old University of Chicago librarian. So that's pretty...
And he lost by doing the thing that was counter to what he'd done to bring him to the dance in the first place.
But the reason he did that, it makes sense. People keep saying, like, oh, did he throw it or something? He knew that she was going to cover the size of his bet. She was going to bet a lot so that he couldn't pass her up. So he actually bet the minimum so they wouldn't come in third place. Because the only way he's going to win is if she didn't get the question right. He couldn't pass her up. So that's why he did the smaller amount. So that way, if they both got it wrong, there was all these scenarios. Look, the guy figured it out. He just didn't. He was beaten earlier.
He's a professional gambler.
Yeah. He actually bet the exact amount he should have bet in that scenario.
Somebody get me his number.
Yeah. he's going to have plenty to do here in Illinois, right?
He's going to say the same thing.
Why do I see it's that okay. happening pretty soon, too? Like,
so this would have, he would have been the record.
Yeah, that was the strange thing. He came just short of Kenneth Jennings' money winnings record. So.
Wow.
But still an incredible run.
Yeah. James, the consolation prize is 6 new casinos and gambling every block in Chicago.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and checking in at
number 2.
John Rich, you know, Big and Rich, right?
Ooh.
Is that guy, the country singer?
Okay.
Has a new song, Shut Up About Politics. It's an attempt to encourage people to separate political debate from their everyday lives.
Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and the bitching fits. So shut up about politics. You punch left, I punch right. We're caught up in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie, some people steal, and everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but
a I don't know what to take from that.
Yeah. You shut up.
No, you shut up.
Yeah, that one could be. Don't tell me to shut up.
So just because you don't agree with me, I got to shut up. Is that it?
But it's a song about politics. Like, he calls specific things out. Isn't that what it sounds like from there?
Yeah, it does what that is.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. We're going to get an answer song from somebody. I won't stop talking about politics.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I think she should be the one.
She's been getting a little more active on those fronts.
How about that?
Yeah.
To see that.
Like that.
And next thing you know, let's see what happens there.
And then Kanye gets involved.
Or Lady Antebellum. Isn't LinkedIn? Who was the what? No, what was
no,
the...
No, you're talking about the Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks,
they got
yes.
all political about Bush and then kind of lost some of their sales and fan base.
Yeah.
It's a problem for them.
I'm already trying to think of the Shallows parody we can do for that.
Don't mention Shallows around Kevin. They start crying.
Finally.
Number one.
You've probably heard of televangelist Jesse Duplantis and Kenneth Copeland. They've been repeatedly forced to defend their decisions to buy luxury private jets. Well, a new Inside Edition investigation takes an in-depth look into these Christian pastors' greed and luxury. Lisa Guerrero confronts Duplantis at a book signing to ask him about the airplanes.
Why do you need a $54 million private jet?
We're not doing any kind of interviews right now. I'm in a book.
I just like to know why you need a private... Keep your hands off me. Why are your people touching me like this?
Because you need to...
Let go of me.
Oh, boy.
That got ugly.
Then he complained about the reporter during his sermon.
She gone. Boom. I could hear her holler. And I came back and said, what'd you do with her? He said, I made her outside edition.
Because she's inside edition.
I mean, do those people not realize that this con man is just taking all their money? And they're laughing along with this. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
It's so sad.
It is.
Yes.
In the name of God.
And this guy's like 100 years old, and he looks like the demon from, like, Ghostbusters.
But when you when you see con men working like this, and we've been seeing these for years and years and years. You know, Jim...
Baker
and all the rest
of them. Jim Baker's back on TV.
I know.
You see him?
Right.
Telling survival meals.
And you know that that's, you know that the whole thing's a con. And you think, now, who the hell is falling for this? And it might have happened in America in a more writ large way.
Oh my goodness, I don't know what you mean.
Then, on a YouTube video, Copeland and Duplantis, no relation.
No relation for the first time. Someone has almost my name.
Tried to explain why they've got the jets.
The world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
That's right.
We've got to have this. That's why we're on that airplane. We can talk to God.
Glory
we
to God.
Can,
we, it's true.
You can't manage that today.
Right.
This dope-filled world.
Right.
And get in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Right.
Yes.
That's exactly
what? Other passengers.
It's deadly.
And he works on your heart. It really does.
Yeah. I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
This sounds like a religious Mad Lib put together.
Yeah, but
like,
he'd be driving a Prius, you idiot. You know, that's
how is that possible?
That sounds like a bit we do on this radio show.
It totally does.
But it sounds like. Wait, it's not over. Guerrero finally caught up with Copeland for a few questions.
Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
If I flew commercial,
I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing.
How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, he made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Oh, my God.
How much? What, do we know? That, yeah. Do we know the answer to that? So he made that plane so cheap for me.
$54 million?
That's right.
That's another one of those movies, Tyler Perry's Private Jet, starring Madea. I mean, in the middle of it, all of a sudden, like, of course there's a Tyler Perry cameo in this guy's life.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't get to see Tyler Perry go, watch this. All watch right, well, this, you guys.
You know what we'd like to do, if I'm Inside Edition, the next move is you look at the flight log. Where's right. the plane been?
Great. There you go.
Where's is it been in Africa? Has it been
That's
in,
a great,
it
a great
been
all
over the world? We follow each other on Twitter. I'll let her know right now.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We would like you to go look into the flight log, please. Right.
Find out
Excellent
where that
job.
Where the jet great, has
yeah.
been.
Yeah.
And is Tyler Perry on it, too? And is he in drag? These are all the questions that I have.
I feel like the people of Turks and Caicos might have needed a hand at some point, if you like.
Well, no, it's $5.9 million. Is that what they said?
No, $6 million for that jet?
$4 million. $54 million jet.
Or maybe he got it for six? Oh, boy. If he was worried about those metal tubes, he better check that one out. Make sure it's not a paint,
I mean,
paint job on that.
How can evangelists have that? Isn't
He's got insane money. This guy's literally like 80-some years old. He's been...
But the only thing
forever.
He does is this. It's not like he's yeah. a software engineer who designed something on the side. This is where it's coming
no,
from.
It's coming from donors,
it's
little donating. Old ladies,
Absolutely,
little
100%.
Old men, people who are 100%. Fearing dying or have yeah. trouble in their life, and they're looking for some sort of
so
spiritual
sad.
Inspiration. And so he asks them for the money so he can have a private jet.
Yeah.
This is not the first time this has happened.
They've been putting up those tents for centuries.
Yeah, the commercials with the people telling them, God wants you to send us money for this.
Right.
They were not even trying.
No, that's true.
But that was a commercial.
Well, Jim Baker used to show the plans for the amusement park and stuff he was going to build. I mean,
he and Tammy Faye.
They were open about it. It was like, look, we're going to, give us all your money.
Remember, Jim Baker went down because his dog had an air-conditioned dog kennel.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, what? He has a what?
And then he got some craft services from...
there's a Fawn Hall.
Jessica Hahn.
Jessica Hahn. I get all those confused from that era.
Call that craft services now as a shorthand.
I would have not gotten that right on Jeopardy.
See?
Who is Fawn Hall?
Jeopardy Row.
All right. Let us... That's what we need
Nuts.
To do? Yep. Close this up.
Amazing.
The top five at five.
Tim Gordon's News brought to you by Penny Mustard Furnishings.
Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with.
I like to play a little Sinatra. It's GN. Nice. You never know.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Perfect.
Perfect song.
By the way, this is my favorite act of all time. Again, I have not taken a single breath since they passed the gambling thing because I'm afraid it's going to be my last and I want to make some dough before it all happens.
You can breathe a little easier now. You got everything you wanted.
Yes. I think we did pretty much get the kitchen sink in the gambling bill in Illinois. Richard Roper read all 600 pages today because actually Richard is the only person I know who's actually physically capable of doing that.
That's true.
He's
and understanding
a speed reader, yeah. So what did we find here?
Okay, so, I mean, the basics have been reported, as people know. We're going to get the state of Illinois is going to get six new casinos, one within Chicago city limits, which is obviously a first. As you know, you can go to Rivers and Des Plaines, you can go to the Hammond Horseshoe across the border, but we've never had a casino in Chicago. They've been talking about it for some 30 years. There have been attempts to get it here, and it went through in about one day. And if you ever see the pictures now, it actually looks like a sports gaming board at the Illinois Assembly when they make the votes. It's like red and green. Yeah. It looks like the tote board. So we're going to get the six casinos, and we're also going to have sports wagering. Last year, the United States Supreme Court struck down the law law that had prohibited individual states now from establishing wagering. And now there are half a dozen, and about 25 are going to have it within 3-4 years. Each state can have its own gaming, sports wagering. So the casino is great because people are going to go to casinos anyway. Now Chicago can get some of that money. The revenue will get split three ways: city, state, and the private owners of these casinos. They will be operated. It's a really good idea. They're going to be operated by people that operate casinos and not by the city and the state. Oh. So that's a good thing. And, you know, bids will be put in, and there will be a casino here in Chicago. Tons of jobs. I think it's going to double the amount of casino jobs in Illinois. And, you know, a lot of people look truth. You know, yeah, it's probably going to hurt, you know, the Hammond Horseshoe and some of the other casinos because people in Chicago are going to be able to go somewhere in Chicago. Hasn't been determined yet. Governor Pritzker says he'd like to put it in a neighborhood that could use the financial benefit, not only just from the casino and the jobs, but there'll be restaurants and all those types of things around it. So that's the deal with the casino. It's going to happen. Sports wagering, you're going to be able to go to Wrigley Field and Soldier Field are among the venues that will be able to apply for licenses. So you'll be able to go to a kiosk as you're waiting in line at Soldier Field and go bet on the Bears or on the Cubs. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, on the Cubs. You can bet before you step into a Cubs game.
The one thing you're not going to be able to do is bet on any Illinois colleges. You won't be able to bet on U of I, ISU, Bradley, anything like that. They're just not going to be on the board. Nevada had that for years. You couldn't bet on UNLV games if you're in Nevada. So there's going to be also, you know, other licensees like the Rivers Casino.
How about Little League games?
Like you know, all eventually.
That goes on anyway.
Yeah. Eventually. And all of the sports wagering at the start, at least, you're going to have a brick-and-mortar establishment first. They're not letting people just apply for online gambling licenses. That shuts out, like, DraftKings and FanDuel and those big fantasy sports sites. They were put in the penalty box, as they call it, in the legislation for 18 months because, allegedly, they've already been operating. You know, people in Illinois have accounts. They really shouldn't have had accounts with these sports. But fantasy sports is betting, no matter what anybody says about it. You're trying to win money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, expect like Rivers Casino to have a sports, you know, book. People that go to Vegas, you see those big sports books. Expect to see kiosks for sure in Wrigley and Soldier Field. And those licenses, they're, you know, anywhere from $1 million to $2 million. Then in 18 months, anybody that wants to can bid for an online license. There's going to be three online licensees in Illinois. Three. The license will cost you $20 million.
Oh, I was going to say we should go in on it.
Let's put $20 million just to apply. So that's going to be real interesting to see who gets these sports wagering licenses because they're essentially a license to print money because what happens is if you want to win $100, you have to risk $110. So there's like basically a 10% fee that you have to pay up front when you make a bet. That's how they make their money. If you go to Vegas right now, mm-hmm. Bears are 6-1 to win the Super Bowl. If you wanted to win, you know, that $600, you have to put $110, not $100 down. So the sports wagering, the kiosk, you know, imagine the lines at the kiosk. And if you think people are mad that they didn't get their cold, old style, imagine if they didn't get their bet in. But there will be ways to bet on the game as it continues. So this will all happen pretty rapid fashion. I mean, there's regulations and applications and all that stuff.
I think that's a bad move. I think the kiosks are it's a false start. It's a bad limb on the tree. It's not the way that should be.
Yeah, you know, the sports leagues, the professional, the NBA in particular, they're saying that way they can kind of keep an eye on things and they get like a 1% extra top on it.
And I'm
like, I know. To me, it's like, you know, it definitely can be problematic. Eventually, we're going to get to the point where you're just going to be able to do it on your phone no matter where you are. That's where the real money's going to be in, you know, at that point. So, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, you'll be able to do an app. That's not going to happen right away. The other thing is they're finally allowing slots and video gaming and even craps and blackjack at racetracks. And as you guys very well know, especially, you know, Rhodes got, you know, mm-hmm. has been involved in this game for a long time. They've been trying to get that forever. And, you know, Balmoral and what was the other park? Maywood. Yeah. They shut down about 3 years ago because they were saying, listen, this might help us. And they never could get that passed. And I always thought it was strange that they would let the classic Illinois lawmaking logic. Now, for the last several years, you could go into a gas station and play a slot machine. You could go into your local pizzeria and play a slot machine. But you couldn't go to Arlington Park, where they've been handling gambling for 90 years,
right,
and play a slot
machine. You know? Seems strange.
But you're actually going to be able to do not only slots and video gaming, but craps and blackjack. Table games will be allowed at horse tracks.
All right. Well, this changes the outcome of horse racing in Illinois in a really positive way. Mm. Because horse racing is responsible for about 20,000 jobs.
Mm.
And
wow.
It's
not that many. It's great.
Yeah, but In all forms,
right?
Okay. Breeding all the way through.
Breeding,
yeah.
Breeding. Okay.
And
yeah.
So this is a boon, because Illinois was about to lose it all. Mm. It was all going to be gone. Mm. I think that they were just holding on to Arlington, Churchill Downs, which owns Arlington, was just holding on to it until the very, very last second. And this also gives the Carey family, who I absolutely adore, those are the Hawthorne people.
Okay.
This gives them an opportunity to upgrade their facility. And to upgrade the purses and all of a sudden make Hawthorne the destination it once was. And this is in the summer you're going to have these incredible dates at Arlington, which is the most beautiful.
It is beautiful there.
Absolutely.
The best facility and modern racing facility in North America, without question.
Mm.
And then, you know, you get and then for people who, you know, just want something a little more city oriented, Hawthorne is right there.
Sure.
You know? So this is very good news for them.
That's great to hear. And the idea too, like at Arlington and Hawthorne, they have all kinds of special promotions, you know, slots tournaments. People love to do that, and a lot of times one partner might be interested in the horse racing, but somebody else says, "Well, I'll go with you because I can just play the slots, or I'll, you know, come hang out with you and we'll both play a little blackjack together." I mean, and from the start, it's like, look, this stuff already exists. The idea that this is not somehow going to, you know, lead to the moral decay of America, it's too late for that. Gambling is the national pastime, more than football, basketball, or baseball.
Right.
March Madness, all of that stuff. It's already happening. That's why, you know, when this was announced, even like people like Cubs manager Joe Maddon, he's like, look, people have been betting on these games forever. Might as well have somebody regulating it.
So you cannot. So there was some confusion earlier on the program. You cannot bet on your phone.
Yeah.
For 18 months, there no will matter
be
who no, gets it.
There will be online. If Rivers gets a license, they'll be able to implement that before the 18-month period is over. You will have some sort of online.
Through
be more
Rivers.
Like going to their you'll have to go through the Rivers, either their app
what
or
about,
their website.
What about the tracks? Arlington going to have that opportunity?
I don't think so. You know, but it's
you have to be a land-based casino.
You have to be a land-based. I'm not sure about the racetracks, honestly. I know that the stadiums can apply for those licenses as well. There's a process, and again, they want the established businesses to get a head start on the online giants. Now, the online giants, DraftKings and FanDuel, are like, well, this is like you're starting ride sharing and you're banning Uber and Lyft.
Right,
but the point is,
like,
look, these are local businesses that, you know, and again, people, the idea behind this in Illinois was saying is like, well, you guys are being penalized because you were kind of already operating because you can be anywhere and play those fantasy things, you know, and you weren't really supposed to be doing it. So
they've got the casinos planned for Chicago, like you said, a really big one, it sounds
like. Yeah, it'll be huge. I think it'll be anywhere, maybe 10,000 jobs.
Bigger than
like
the Bellagio, maybe, they said, in terms of gaming seats.
Yeah,
it'll be enormous.
Positions for people to sit. Then you got the Waukegan, one in the south suburbs, Rockford, Danville, and Williamson County in southern Illinois. But then here's the other thing, the slots at O'Hare and Midway.
Yes, also, yes, which is always fun to see people playing the slots at the airport, like at McCarran in Las Vegas. You're like, give it up.
Your
flight's boarded, man. It ain't happening, buddy.
What I like is when people get off the plane and they do that waiting for their baggage. I'm going to start losing money right now.
Yeah, I know a guy that did that so much, he's almost got back on another plane. He's like, I lost half my bankroll before my bags came, Terminal 6. But yeah, and again, that's a lot of revenue. Listen, people got time to kill in the airports. Your flight gets delayed. You go over there, and it's not those giant bettors that really build those huge casinos. It's the $20 here, the $40 there.
And having read
there.
A lot of this legislation, Richard, do you feel like there are a lot of protections in place so that there's absolutely no abuses of the system in the state of
Illinois? Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of details about, you know, this kind of wine license, that type of liquor license. Who can get a license, you know, what you have to do and how penalties that'll happen if you don't do this or that. I mean, that's why it's that many pages. It kind of has to be, and that's for all the lawyers to go through. So it's going to be an interesting time, because there's going to be a moment sooner rather than later where you can bet on the Bears and then step outside and smoke a joint. Things that would have gotten kicked out of high school and put in jail back totally. When we were kids. You know,
like, you never would have thought that this would be okay.
Well, you can't step outside and
no,
smoke
the
a joint
public
yet.
Parks and areas, public areas are not supposed
eventually.
To.
Eventually,
but you're right. Eventually. When does that change? You have a marijuana smoking area that's 15 feet away from the door.
At casinos, you could put a marijuana smoking area.
Oh my goodness!
Hell,
hit me, sir. Yeah. You already have 21. Could be dangerous. Don't smoke and bet, people.
Oh God.
Don't smoke.
I'm having a grabber right now thinking about this. Still haven't taken a breath.
It's a really massive expansion, isn't it? And pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously you don't build a casino overnight, but it's coming.
Yeah, and there are spots. I know Governor Pritzker says he'd like it to be in the neighborhood. That'll really benefit from it, so that'd be cool. Because if you're going to build a giant casino.
Wait, if you had to guess,
where that Lucas thing was going to go. Just plop it right down there. How about that? Right?
Hey, boom. Take it, friends of the park.
Right? And, you know, but if you're going to build a giant casino like that, why not have a 2,500-seat entertainment venue? You know, again, as you know, like, the casinos across the state line, you know, the big-name acts will come there, you know?
True.
We could get a Hall & Oates show right here, dang it. It'd be awesome.
I think you could get, and that's sort of what the sweet spot is right now. Like, 25 to 4,000. Sort of, that's not huge. We're missing.
Yes.
Chicago Theater is that.
Yeah.
But what you really need is something that is, you know, that's in that ballpark.
Yes.
So that you could, the Wintrust is kind of, you know, it's a little bigger. I think Wintrust is 10.
Yeah, that's a little bigger. Yeah. But you're right. And the Chicago Theater is almost always filled. I mean, there's something there almost every night. So there's plenty of room. Yeah. If a Jerry Seinfeld was coming in, he could fill a 2,500 seat venue 3 nights in a row easily.
Yeah.
Or a lot of great musical acts.
Do you think? Do you get a sense that the west side, west of the United Center, is a good idea?
Yes,
I do too.
I think that there you have it.
Thought about where it should really be.
Okay,
is you extend the because you know it is any lifelong Chicagoan will tell you that when the old Chicago Stadium was there. You know, you rolled them up and you just prayed, you know, when you got there and you ran from the parking lot to your car.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as Mike Flannery was just here a little bit about, talking about how there's baby strollers.
Amazing,
outside
right?
Now.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Yeah. When would you have thought?
Baby Bop or whatever the name of that thing is. It's like a $1,500 baby stroller that's got has its own coffee maker on board. And there's, you know, the moms who are like doing that where they're, you know, going around the neighborhood there.
That's true. So keep it going, right?
Can you go into a casino with a baby in a baby stroller? I guess you could, right?
I don't think so.
It's supposed to be 18 and over, usually, in casinos. 21.
What if they're asleep?
21 in Illinois. Even in Vegas, you see parents with strollers. But if they stop in the casino and gaming area, they'll be asked to leave with the kids. You can go through on your way to your, you know, wherever you're going, but you're not supposed to park the stroller next to the slot machine.
That's what the Bahamas are for.
That's exactly right.
Everything goes there.
That's what they do there. That's right. Sometimes the baby's on the craps table, taking a crap on the craps table.
Collateral.
That's why they call it that.
I saw a guy in the Bahamas, in Freeport, the Bahamas, the lesser of the two cities, that actually died at the time. I'm not making this up. Ron Majors will attest to this story because he was standing next to me.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy was we were at a craps table and he had his his chips up in front on that rack that's in front of you and he leans over he moves some of the chips on the he throws them down and then he sits back and he's on oxygen and he falls and he had a nurse with him he falls straight back and what does he do. As he's going, as he's dying, and he reaches out for his chips in front of him to pull them toward him. Like, that's going to help him in some way, shape, or form.
Cashing in his chips. Literally cashing in his chips.
Cashes. And the funny thing is, people still played the role.
Absolutely.
The guy's lying there, and then, you know, and they were like, we need some help over here.
Seven out.
The guy went as he wanted to go.
Wow.
And they're down there working on him, and I'm like, there's Chip. And, you know,
and then you guys are thinking, like, would we divide him equally? I mean, he would have wanted it that way, whatever his name is. That I don't know. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, it's one of those moves. It just tells you about that's the kind of thing that can happen. All right.
Wow.
Don't anybody move. Let's find out from our dear friend Kim Gordon. What's happening in the news at the top of the hour?
Stop the music. Apple is retiring one of its original products.
Show.
We didn't mention that the Illinois legislators gave themselves a raise today. That was the one thing we didn't get to on the agenda. $1,600 Cha-ching.
There that passed?
That's what they got.
They worked hard. Hey, they got stuff done. It's weird.
Kim Gordon's in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio coming up in just a moment. If there are people in America who deserve a raise, it is the Illinois legislature.
Jeez.
That's all I want to say. Well, it's $1,600. I mean, what does it take them up to? I don't think they don't...
Yeah, it's not that much. Yeah. I mean, it's a $1,600 a year raise. That's what that is. I mean, $30 a week, right? I mean,
you are allowed, though, as an Illinois legislator, to also be a member of organized crime.
Oh, gosh, no. Come on, now.
No?
How dare you? I think all the beat reporters that were down there, too, should get a raise covering that stuff.
Totally. It is hard work. They get $68,000.
But they get to... Okay, there you go. Then you get to spend a lot of time in Springfield, too. So.
They don't spend that much time in Springfield.
No, the reporters do more than the...
Yeah, that's true.
If you're a Republican, you probably could have just gone home over the weekend. There's nothing you're able to do to stop that juggernaut.
Not needed.
Right, yeah.
Extra.
I'm just gonna stay right here. I don't think we really need to do anything.
East, Western, Central State at Ohio State, like those early football games. That's what these things are like, you know. Cupcakes.
Right. We will get Kim's news again for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in two. The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Big deal. Very big deal.
I went around passing a hat. We're about 2.97 million short on getting a license, but I figured we'd give it a try.
What do we need, 20 million?
Well, 20 for the big one, but at least a few million. So if anybody wants to help us with getting
that. Okay.
You know what we need to do? We need to start a mega church first. We'll get the 20 million.
Perfect.
And then we work our way around.
Easy money.
That's what they do these days.
So the gambling bill, and we've been talking about this forever on this show, the gambling bill has now passed. And it is going to be a big change. A big change, because you're now going to get a number of casinos throughout the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. A big 4,000 position casino in Chicago.
Yep.
The racetracks are going to get slots in certain table games, right?
And that's more jobs, too. Obviously, there's, as Ro was mentioning, too, it's not just, you know, the blackjack dealer, but someone's got to be able to be a license to service the slots machines. You're going to have more security, obviously. In the big Chicago casino, you're going to probably have 8, 10, 12 different restaurants and bars in the facility, you know, where people will be employed as well.
And kiosks at the major sporting venues so you could bet on the game while it's going on.
That piece I didn't really understand was part of it.
I don't understand it
either.
Here
it is.
But Tim Carey is with us. He's been on the show a number of times. Friend of the show, we would say, about him. He is the president of Hawthorne. And what does this mean for your facility? What does this mean for horse racing?
Ro, it's great to talk to you again, as always. Truly appreciate it. What it means for horse racing, as you know, being a lover of horse racing, it's a lifeline. So truly, as an industry in Illinois, we were the last major market in terms of that did not have gaming at the racetracks. And so for us, it literally, we get to, like you guys were just talking about, we get to hire more people and we get to run more days and we get to hopefully, you know, because back in 2007, we had 2,700 horses apply for 2,100 stalls on our backside. This year, we had 800 apply for 2,100 stalls.
And that's because the purses are low. Without getting too into the weeds here, because most people can't, I think, process exactly how the horse racing industry works. You just go and you watch them go around a track and you bet $2 and you hope to get four. Right? I mean, that's kind of the idea for most people. But the idea here is that to attract horses so you can fill out a meet, so you can run a meet for 5 days in a week and you can have, 12 races a day, you need to have a lot of horses to do that. And you need to also have a nice environment in which to do it. And the only way to do that is to have big purses. Because horse owners, you know, there's fewer horses, fewer thoroughbreds every year in the United States because there's fewer tracks that are, you know, that you know, can pay the money. So for a race has to have, like in Toronto, where you've got casinos associated with the track there. I know that's not America, but it's a big racing center in the upper, you know, sort of the northern part of this hemisphere. And then, or if you go down to Florida, you go to any of the, like, Gulfstream, you know, they're going to run a race there. The purse is going to be, you know, for a race with not great horses, it could be a $60,000 purse. And up here, you're lucky if it's a $15,000 purse. So
and that was our argument all along. People will leave because, you know, you can take your horse wherever you want to take it and stuff like that. And we, the physical plants ourselves, Arlington, Fairmont Park, you know, we can't move. So therefore, legislature, you have to help us and stuff like that. And so I can't thank them enough. And truly, we now, like you were just saying, for Chicago, we get to, you know, hopefully bring in high end restaurants. We get to improve our facility. We get to redesign our facility. And that's all construction jobs. And it's all union construction jobs, and it's, you know, again, it makes such, we've been waiting for this for close to 20 years, certainly the 15 years I've been working on it. And it just, I was so nervous last night sitting in the Senate gallery because so many times we've been to the finish line, but we've never gotten over the finish line. And
I've had horses do that.
Bro can relate to that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Absolutely. But we finally got it done. So I'm thrilled. It's great for our industry. It truly, truly is a wonderful thing for our industry.
Yeah. There's no question. And it also it'll keep both of you guys alive in the Chicago area. And I don't think that this had not happened, my guess is you guys would have plugged along. I don't think Arlington would have stayed open. So this is a great day for that. And Hawthorne, the nice thing about Hawthorne is that, you know, Arlington, you know, it's unless you're in the northwest suburbs, it's a bit of a trek to get out there. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. It's an amazing facility.
It is
beautiful.
But you know, if you're the vast amount of the population of the area is closer to where you guys are on the near southwest side.
Hawthorne is, hey, let's just take this exit.
Yes. You know? Right.
It could be a spur of the moment. No one makes a spur of the moment decision.
Expressway.
Yeah. 10 minutes from downtown. I know. I've done it.
9. I've seen you do it at 9.
So, and this gives
The other thing is we get to have sports betting here. You know, so that's the difference in this particular bill as opposed to prior bills. This one allows us, one, we'll have a full blown casino with table games, but secondly, we get to have a sports book here. So that's really going to enhance the value of what we're doing here. It's going to be fun, a lot of fun.
And
I have to give a shout out to Bobby Rita, did a wonderful, wonderful job sponsoring that in the House, and certainly Terry Link and John Cullerton and retired Senator Bob Malaro. He did incredible, incredible jobs getting it done.
Betting Bobby, they call him now.
Betting Bobby.
But I did like what Cullerton said. He kept saying, listen, it's going to go somewhere. Why not here?
It's like
there's a giant slice of the pie we haven't had in this state.
It's like he just won an Oscar right there.
That was nice. Yeah.
I'd like to thank all the people who made this happen.
War Admiral, Eclipse.
Are you done with that, Tim? Did we cut you off?
Yeah, it's crazy not to. All these years. And it is true. It feels like half our lives we've been talking about this. And it was amazing to see it get done.
So are you? Did you already have plans drawn up to do construction? Were you already thinking about that?
Oh, yeah. Because we actually bid on the 10th license way back in 08. So we had drawings then. And then, you know, I was optimistic. I thought for sure Quinn would approve it in 10. And then I even got more optimistic in 13.
He's not thanking him, by the way. No. I noticed that. Not thanking Pat.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And so we have plans. And so it's just a matter of tweaking them, I think, put it in motion.
How quickly, when does this go into effect?
Yeah, how long does this take?
Well, there was actually a rumor today that Cullerton was going to throw the bill into the governor, and the governor would actually sign it today. I don't think that's happened, of course, but it could happen tomorrow, and it could happen on Friday.
When it goes into effect, when listen, I got a craps table company. I'd like to sell you some craps tables.
We should talk then.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kidding. Anyway, the point is that are you going to be able to start offering that immediately, or is that start September or January? When does that work?
I think what we'll do is our goal is to have the sports book going in September. Naturally, of course, with the gaming, you know, this, of course, we got to get licensed stuff like that. But the gaming might take a little bit longer just because of the true construction that we're going to have to do around here. But yeah. We're going to do something of a temporary facility. We haven't determined where that's going to be, particularly on our property yet, but we'll definitely do a temporary facility.
Gigantic property. That's the thing about Hawthorne. A lot of room. Yeah. You have a very big, right. You know, because back in the day, you know, there was Hawthorne and Sportsman's right across from each other. Mm-hmm. And there was a park, the parking lots were the, you know, the, and the parking lots would fill up because, you know, guys and guys in fedoras would show up in, you know, a black suit and a fedora in a 90-degree day, and they'd stand there and they'd watch the races, right? That's what people did back in the day. And then in those parking lots, still even to this day, you don't need the parking lot space that you've got. Mm-hmm. So that you have a lot of room to do stuff there. And you have the infield, too. Will you be able to use the infield for things?
You know, we have the tunnel underneath. I mean, we put that in so that we could use it more often. So, yes, I mean, we haven't used it in the last couple of years, but absolutely. You know, on a temporary basis, we might use that in terms of valet, if you will, or do something along those lines. So we're kind of looking at all different options.
You can watch your car while you're watching the horse go around.
There's always the tunnel. There's always a tunnel.
Oh, let me just tell you something.
I don't want to know any stories about the tunnel.
No. You don't want to know. Yeah, Sportsman's had it, too, and that was a different situation.
Yeah,
different
tunnel. Different situation, yes.
Right. Very much.
The Carey family has always run a very good, clean operation. Because what are you, third generation, fourth generation?
Fourth generation, and that's the thing. When I thanked Rita and Terry Lake and Carlton last night, it was, I said, do you realize you saved 110-year-old Illinois family business?
That's amazing. Right. That's
so
really cool.
We've had it 110 years, and they're like, wow, we didn't think of it that way, kind of thing. And so it really is amazing. The Carey family's been around, and we just have a passion for horse racing, and so we're thrilled. We couldn't be happier. We're so excited to get ready and build this thing and bring horse racing back.
I'm thrilled for you. Mm. I'm specifically thrilled for you guys because, you know, Churchill Downs, they knew what they were looking for, and they got pretty much everything they were looking for Arlington. But that's a big corporation, right? And they're very, very well-heeled. You guys were, you are a stick-to-it kind of family business, like you said. I mean, that's not, and some people are like, oh, they must be gazillionaires. They're not. He has a mini spare for one of his wheels.
Mom and pop or thoroughbred and mare, whatever you want to call it.
I know it is, and so I mean, you guys have really struggled to keep it alive and try to keep things going. Mm-hmm. And horse racing is very, very tough on every level. There's a lot of people who are involved in this business who, you know, this is their whole lives.
Right. And did you know, Ro, that when Maywood and Balmoral went out, we're the only dual breed facility in the country. We switch over our track four times a year for thoroughbreds, then we switch it over for harness, we switch it back for thoroughbreds, and we switch it back for harness. So it's very, very expensive, very time-consuming, but we did it because we want to make sure that both breeds are doing well in the state of Illinois.
Right. Because there's a big, that's the other thing. I mean, the thoroughbred, there's a bit of a thoroughbred industry in the state of Illinois, but the harness industry in the state of Illinois is pretty substantial in terms of breeding and stuff like that. So,
and that's all mom and pop stuff. You know, that's not major corporations owning horses. That's all mom and pop.
And in southern Illinois, especially, we don't think about it so much here. There's some up here, but the majority is down by the Ohio River. And so that's really where, that's the great benefit to the state for that. And then, and let's face it. You know, for people who want to go and they want to hang out and they want to on a Sunday or a Saturday, football Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It just doesn't, you know, you got the whole thing going on there, especially in the fall. When do you pick up the meet again?
October 1st.
I imagine that, you know, Bears are on the road.
The end of the year.
Or even at home, you don't have tickets. What a great place to go. Let's go watch the Bears game, bet on the Bears game, bet on the horses, play some blackjack.
That's what we want to do.
So you can have blackjack, you can have roulette. What else you get?
Yeah, the slot machines, you know, so we're excited about all the table games. I mean, it really makes a big difference.
Well, congratulations to you. It's like you won the lottery today, Tim.
You know what? I felt like it last. You know what? I told all my buddies, if this ever happens, you won't see me for 3 days. I walk out of the Capitol last night, empty. No one's there to even walk with. I got my car by myself. I'm like,
Where's the biggest day
in horse racing, and there I am all by myself. Not even a lobbyist around.
Boy, that's that. Wow.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Not even a lobbyist with a hooker. That couldn't even fly that. They never fly that in Springfield.
I've never seen it.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Ro, thank you. And thank you for all your support for horse racing. Truly appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Think about the growth of sports betting, even, you know, like last 10 years.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
The way it's increased.
And yes, now that's going to be part of their business.
And I think the nice thing, the best thing is that now we can get, you know, I've been trying to keep horse racing alive for 20 years here, you know, by talking about it on the radio and making sure that the guys like Tim Carey and the Duchess Waugh family and all the rest of the people, you know, are able to tell the majestic story of it. And people go out and see it and they love it. Once they see it, they get, you can get really hooked on it. And in a good way. But it is, and then, you know, you can connect with the horses and things like that. This is... this is a really, really, really good moment for that.
Cool.
And Hawthorne, I mean, you know, Tim would be the first one to tell you
right
that it needed a redo, because Hawthorne had, you know, some of that facility is 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it does need to be, you know, spruced up just a touch.
There you go.
Yeah. So the before and after, that's its own reality show, is to do a before and after, like HGTV design show.
Exactly.
To redo that place. It's going to be much easier to, and it's going to be much more turnkey up at Arlington Park, because they were kind of already set for
They were, yeah. They have the space already. Yeah.
We have a suggestion of Real Horsewives of Hawthorne Park.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Just working with some stuff here, throwing some ideas out.
Yeah, I knew a few of those.
It wouldn't be just throwing wine glasses at each other, that's for sure.
Horseshoes.
Yeah, this ain't Beverly Hills,
ouch,
baby.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Riding crop. Ow! 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 All right. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. I made this dirty, didn't I? Kim, what's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
After a violent weekend in Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot is still standing behind Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
All right. Yeah, the sounder played. I don't even know what that means, the sounder. I've been in radio 30 years, and I don't even know what they mean by when they say that. But Joanne is our qualifier.
She knows what a sounder is.
For Pucks in Prague. How about that?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Joanne, I can tell already you're going to win this thing. I can just feel it. I mean, of all the qualifiers, we got, what, 3 more days of qualifiers? I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm surprised you didn't hear me screaming all the way from the suburbs when he picked up. So this would be so fantastic.
But you automatically get, hold on.
You get a big prize package just for winning today.
Not just the, you just, even if you don't, and I think you're going to, but whatever, even if you don't. You get 4 tickets to the Blackhawks convention. We're going to be there. Signed replica jersey, signed hockey stick, signed puck, and photo. And you're, of course, qualified. So there you go.
Big Hawks fan, Joanne?
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you a big Hawks fan?
Oh, yes. And I've been going to the convention for years, and it's just a great time.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. It
we
is.
Love it, too.
All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hold on 1 second. Don't move, because I don't want to lose you so that they get it. I think they got all the information. But just in case they didn't. That's the worst. Hey, you won. And then
bye-bye.
And then goodbye. Wait.
Here's my prize.
I can't get back in. All
no, right. She's on the line. And producer Jeff is talking with her.
It's all good.
Very excited.
All right. Kim Gordon has the news, being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN.
6 new casinos and video gaming everywhere you go. I see a new show outing pretty soon. We'll have to book that. Everybody in?
I love that
idea. Not smoking. I can't stand the smell
of casinos.
Marijuana smoking. Is that okay with you? After January 1st.
As long as it's not really skunky. And I think
then you know what?
Only certain strands for Lauren.
Lauren, let me just tell you something. You know, you're relatively new to the show. You don't understand. We are all over ditch weed here. This is what we do. We prefer the skunk. We prefer the, you know, we're not going for the high end Sensimilia. We go for stuff that was like the Borman Expressway.
Been spoiled after living in Oregon. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so we're cheap dates.
I thought we were the CBD people, because Kevin, remember, was going to try to find it for us.
Yeah, a little adventure that day.
We did try that. We are back on the World Wide Web, I think, on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a
1 o'clock, 1:10 start.
Yeah.
It's a noon starter.
Noon start.
Probably only for a few minutes. Yeah. For people who'd like to join us, or I think we're not on tomorrow, but the people who want to join us for the web-only show, it's basically like this show on pot. It's a little unconstructed, and then there's outdoor adventures that happen. Things that you can't get away with on broadcast radio.
I liked going on the adventure. Can you send me out on more adventures when we're live on the air?
That was fun.
Or around the stream, I guess.
Send you and or Lauren.
Yeah, we'll go as a team.
Because Anna and I just we like air conditioning.
Move. Right. I stay here in a controlled environment.
Got to hold down the fort.
Yeah. So you guys can run out and do some stuff. And we're going to, you're going to run out and get us things.
Oh, no, this is going to turn into a chore service for Lauren and I.
Go
you know
fetch.
What? I need a few things. A dry cleaning needs to be picked up. This is not good radio. I'm looking for CBD. Let's do something. No, I got dry cleaning.
Right.
Take the dog to the grooming.
Yes, it's right.
Yeah, it's about that time for my dog, actually. But thanks for reminding me.
Starts.
Wednesday be perfect.
Give him an inch.
Uh-huh. Kevin, you could take care of that stuff. Yeah. I'll go out on my own mission.
See, there she is.
Snowballing on us.
There she is. She's not going to put up with anything around here. Hey, I want to ask you this. Did we all play dodgeball in grade school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was required as part of gym. Like, I don't even think we played it for fun. I think it was part of the curriculum.
All right, you're going to smear those bastards over there. That's what you're going to do. I remember the first time I played dodgeball. And there was, they brought out those red rubber balls that were
that's what you played with.
And the ones that were like the size of a basketball. And then it went down to the one that's the size of like a 16-inch softball.
Uh-huh.
And that one was always, I think that was supposed to be the basketball. They just didn't inflate it because it was hard as hell. It went at about 130 miles an hour. There was a kid that was in my grade that I swear to God should have been a Major League Baseball player based on how fast he could throw the littlest dodgeball.
Did he throw it at you?
Always at my head.
Oh,
always at my
face.
And always, and you're supposed to go for the center mass of the body so you can't catch it. It's sort of like, it's like police training.
You can't catch it if you can't see because you hit your face.
Right. Well, that's true. But if it's coming towards your eyes, your hands can move up into position. That's what I learned. Yeah, I learned that the hard
reflexes.
Way. But I'll never forget. Mr. Davis was our teacher. There's a reason I'm bringing this up, but I digress for just a moment.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Davis, and he had your standard uniform for a gym teacher back then: black shoes, white socks, black pants, black nylon jacket, and maybe not a shirt underneath it. I'm not sure.
Oh.
And a whistle, a dangling whistle, that if you did the wrong thing, he would blow it right in your ear. So and he basically said, "All right, men," and there were girls in the class too. It didn't matter.
So he's former military,
right? All right, men. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to lay out five balls. There's going to be 12 people on the other side. You get the balls, and then you throw it as hard as you can at your opponent. If your opponent catches it, you're out. If you hit them without them catching it, you stay in their out. Go until someone bleeds and go. And it was, and I'll just, I shan't recall ever worrying about it. It was like, you're going to get hit with a ball. You're not going to be hit with a ball. You did find out who the most aggressive kids were, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Pretty quickly.
There were, and I always thought, this is a school shooter. This is even before there were school shooters. Okay. Because there's a guy that is always the one that makes a face right before he throws the
ball.
Like
he's enjoying it a little too much.
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
And there was always an unathletic kid that somehow throws the fastest. He's got some weird, he's like studied the physics of throwing a dodgeball and he somehow has mastered it. You're like, that guy's throwing what? And he's just throwing tanks at people, killing kids.
Thousands of academics have gathered in Vancouver for the annual Congress of the Humanities and Social Sciences.
Dang, I can't believe I missed that one. Sounds like a blast.
They say that many of these games that are being played, whether it is dodgeball or even tag, are problematic and unethical tools of oppression.
Unethical?
Unethical tools of oppression.
Oppression.
What a bunch of nerds.
That's a good name for a band. But the worst by far is dodgeball. The Canadian Society for the Study of Education has determined that it is outright miseducative. I did not even know that word existed.
Let me look that one up.
There is no, it is not only problematic in the modern sense of displaying hierarchies of privilege based on athletic skill, but it's outright miseducative.
Has the effect of arresting or distorting the growth of further experience.
Oh, my God.
Is this one of those plant stories from the alt-right just to make everybody hate the left and liberals? Because that's what it sounds. It's checking all the boxes
here. No, you're right, Kev, because I'm pretty sure most schools started playing personal bombard or whatever they call it instead of dodgeball. And it used the little styrofoam ones and the pins. You know, they kind of already transformed to that from dodgeball.
Oh, do they use like less balls that are softer?
Yeah, they're not rubber. They're like styrofoam.
Or like foamy.
So okay. They're actually hard to throw.
Back in my day, we played with baseball-sized lead balls.
Like the medicine balls or whatever. Pick that up.
Right. Sometimes it was a spike ball. Every once in a while, it was a ball of spikes on the end of a stick. I mean, it was very Game of Thrones. That's how long ago I went to school. Well, yeah, bombardment. We had the pins, too. But then every once in a while, you get mad and you throw the pin at the other side, too.
What was that one where pins were at the back of the court?
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and you'd try to knock the pin down.
Yeah, so people would stand in front of them.
Right. That's what you got to the end. It was like chess. You know, you get to the end. That's my expression. That's as good as this gets. It was like chess because by the time you knocked enough people out, you know, you were left with, you know, and it was always like the littlest girl in the class, and they go, all right, watch the pins until we get back there. Just make sure nothing hits the pin. And then she's the only one left. And then it does get, it gets kind of brutal at that moment, though.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because it's, you know, we're plundering the village time.
But as a kid, you loved it. It was awesome.
I know. That is true.
Like when you walked in a gym, like it's dodgeball day, you're like, yes, dodgeball day. That was awesome. That was huge when the gym teacher told you you're playing dodgeball.
As we consider the potential of physical education to empower students by engaging them in critical and democratic practices, we conclude that the hidden curriculum offered by Dodgeball is antithetical to this project. Even when it reflects the choices of the strongest and most agile students.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. I think we're reading a little too much into that, we say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How do you think I felt in class raising my hand and getting the questions wrong all the time, smarties, huh? What about that?
Yeah,
oppression.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why she's taking it out on all of us now. Here she is. Here she is a decade and a half later, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to show you. You are totally wrong.
It is a good point.
Right?
The unathletic kids who were the ones getting beamed in dodgeball were the smart ones in class while we were the ones getting the questions wrong. How do you think we felt in class? Great point, Laura. I never thought of it that way.
Thank you.
Dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones.
That's a line from the movie Dodgeball, but it might as well have been in this report. Come on!
A tool of oppression?
It's got to be an alt-right plant story, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you think this one smells funny? Like it's not...
Well, it is in Canada, so no one's going to check it out.
That's a good point.
That's the thing, right? I mean, it's like if they go, oh, well, I'm not going to call Vancouver. Well, I think that's extra.
I feel like they would play underhand otherwise. So should they really have a survey?
Oh, wow.
Study?
Wow.
That's just what I picture.
Mm-hmm.
They're so nice there. They'll be like, oh, I don't really
unless
want to
they're
hurt
on
you.
Ice. When they're on ice, they're not so nice.
Well, that's different.
All right.
I mean, this is easy pickings for politicians. Now, did you hear what the left wants to do now? They want to take dodgeball from us. Remember back in our day, we played dodgeball.
And that's how we became Republican leaders.
Damn right. America was built on dodgeball.
They got hit all the time, so they want to now control everyone.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there was that too. Got right. The guys that were the, you know, and that's the, it's the one, it's the one kid.
You.
The one kid is just, I'm going to, if it takes the rest of my life, I'm going to get even with each and every one of you.
Do you think maybe Ted Cruz was probably someone who got beaned a lot in the dodgeball? I mean, I kind of sort of feel that. Don't you kind of think that maybe that's quite possible?
One day. I'm going to get even with you, Johnny. That's what I'm going to do.
Do you think it was more like Janie, not Johnny?
You too, Janie. And you too, Barack.
Wait, who?
He did. I did always hear as a kid, like, these nerds are going to be running the world someday, and it's starting to look that way.
Well, that's true. That's true. It was the guys in the computer,
right?
Like the lab. It wasn't even a classroom back then. It was a laboratory in the computer lab, and the kids were all sitting there, and they're like, "Just wait a second, we've got it."
Right.
And now those are the same guys hacking your phone.
Right. Oh yeah, they're in charge of the world now. They know everything.
All right.
About you.
It's all happening.
All right. Now wait, hold on.
It's upside down, I
tell you. Says here, by offering models of good, caring behavior, confirmation of their value, and practice for incorporating them into one's own life, games can be training for a virtuous life, said David Burns, professor of educational studies at Kwantlen Polytechnic University. All right, let's look that up.
Wait, what's it called? Say, okay.
Kwantlen. K-W-A-N-T.
Oh, I was going Q. K-A-W-N.
K-W-A-N-T-L-E-N. Kwantlen Polytechnic University.
Oh, it auto-generated. It's actually a thing. Huh? That's a thing.
All right.
For more than 30 years, Kwantlen Polytechnic University has provided students with the skills they need for the careers they want.
Since 1989. Right there.
See? What? Right.
Wait. That does not. I like my universities to be like 150
right.
years
right.
old.
Old buildings. It looks like kind of stock photos, too, on their website. But,
I think they put up a fake website.
For over 30 years isn't all that impressive.
An entire generation of education here.
Many universities have been around for 150, 200 years.
Uh-huh.
For the last 30 years, we've been providing educational skills.
Mm.
Fishy.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I still love the story.
I still love the story.
I do too.
And I think we need to save Dodgeball. Save Dodgeball, save America.
Yeah. I mean, listen, maybe we put helmets on the smaller kids. I don't know.
Give him a glove or something.
Just make him feel more isolated. Yeah, great idea.
Right. Well, you can't win then.
All right. You know what we're doing here?
What are you going to do?
We are hitting a nerve. We are hitting a nerve.
Lauren did not have a good run in dodgeball, it appears.
I couldn't get the questions right in class or catch the ball. No. I lost in both sides.
And then you ended up starting your career in sports.
Yep.
Not that dodgeball is a sport. Actually, if dodgeball were a sport, believe me, it would have made it, right? But
I feel like I've seen dodgeball on TV before.
Well, there's a movie about it.
There's a movie on it, but
Well, there's also Australian rules football or Australian rules handball or whatever that is. Australian handball. There's something that kind of looks like it, but it's like basketball, soccer, and dodgeball all in one sport.
Yeah, and they air those all on ESPN 8.
Do they air those?
Mm-hmm. That is
all
true.
All kinds of crazy sports.
Yeah, and that's the that. Yeah,
people will watch.
Yes.
I miss dodgeball.
It's Jen DeSalvo, by the way.
Hi, guys.
Jumping in.
Yeah, sorry for ransacking your show here at the end.
That's all right. But that's...
I bet you were good at dodgeball, Jen, because you're so athletic.
Well, thank you for saying that, but the reason why I run is because I'm not good at any sports that has like a ball or a puck or a bat or
how far did you run this weekend?
62 miles.
Oh.
I didn't drive 62 miles this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I see Jen, I just ask her about extreme running. Yeah, no big deal. Just cranked out a 50-mile trot the other day.
You know, and that's the funny thing. I think you ask partially joking, and I give you a legit answer.
No, I'm super impressed because it's just funny to me how you casually drop it. I'd be like, hey, how was your weekend? Like, oh, I just ran 100 miles. I'm like, what? That's amazing.
I'm surprised I'm standing. I'm really surprised.
You know what? We're going to use her for the sending you people out on an errand bit. We're going to have her go.
Do we have to run with her?
She has to run to Racine and back with a.
I think a relay race would be good.
We'll send her to the brat stop, but you got to run there, and then she'll come back.
Well, you eat brats and like meatball sandwiches during these extreme runs, right?
You bet I do. Oh yeah, that's part of it.
Oh my God.
They don't give you necessarily goose and bananas. They give you real food like chocolate cupcakes.
Here's a slab of ribs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to get the sauce on your shoes.
Here's some brisket. Turn four.
Very slippery.
What? I mean, think about it.
They give you like a full meal while you're running?
You don't eat it all at once. You just constantly eat the whole time. Because like the 62 miles I did, I burned like 7,800 calories in the time I did it.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful,
so
right?
I got to take a break.
I'd be running with Egg Foo Young. I did it was a gigantic... Chinese container. All right, Jen, what's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?
Well, we've been talking about changing the rules with dodgeball, a U.S. senator trying to change the rules for bankruptcy for tens of millions of Americans with student debt.